fuck, Mike Booker.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. Yay, hey, hey. Hey, bitches! Hello, bitches! Hey! 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 Hey, everybody! Dedication tonight. That's the code word of the show, man. That's the motto tonight. No fan Jin, remember that. Dedication.
Yo, you can tell me about dedication. It's fucking 3:30 in the morning.
I do what I want when I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dedication, my ass.
I'm here. Damn it. I showed up, didn't I?
Fucking dedication means on time. It means punctuation.
Whatever. I showed up. I'm not under any contract. Do what I want. All right, fine. Never mind. We'll do a show. All right, Milkman, wrap up the show.
All right. I'd like to thank everybody for stopping in, especially our listening partner. It's George. It was great having you on. Hermanito, thank you so much.
Nice.
Back together. We love our Hermanito.
Yay. All right, I'll stay. Jin's sorry that he said that. Said the mean things.
I'm fucking.
Now you got it up. Let's get back to business. We in the mouth, guys. Let's get the arm extended.
Harvest TV says I'm only 30 minutes. I was an hour late last week. Jin, you weren't around. Where were you? You were completely late. You were like...
You didn't tell me about it, though. I only just found out that you did this sort of Saturday night thing. Because, you know, you used to do the Thursday night. And I was like, yeah, I can't really do that during the week. And then you, like, told me on Facebook, oh, yeah, I'm doing Saturday nights. I'm like, what the fuck?
Saturday nights, man, it's the best night. Do a prank call. Right off me. No, that wasn't...
Didn't tell him that... Getting shagadelic, you know.
What did I just eat? I ate what I thought it was a banana chip, and it doesn't taste like banana. What? Hang on. I don't know what that is. Ooh. Oh, so
those things are impregnated with added sugar.
It's a potato. It's a pita chip. No, I'm good. Pita's good for you. Jin, no, right? Jin, you eat pita bread. Jin, you like hummus? You ever eat hummus, Jin? That's very good for you. It's got lots of fiber and protein.
No, I haven't eaten that.
It's good for your arms, for your pectoral muscles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you need that.
Yeah?
Yeah, you need that, man.
Hamas!
Hamas!
Yeah,
yeah. Hamas. Hamas.
That's right.
Terrorist organization.
Jin!
What?
Hello, how you doing, mate?
I've got oh my god, I'm on!
See this guy? He's the best. Here, man. The madhouse extraordinaire. No, I don't want to send you something real quick, Jin. Should I send it to you, your email?
Yeah, no, yeah, send it to my email. Send it to my. I want to have a look at this thing.
Jin at nodonkeys.com. Right?
Yeah, no. No donkeys at jinstewart.com.
Jin donkeys at nostewart.com.
Oh, right. Shut up, man. You know what it is.
Gord. All right.
Okay.
Let's relax, because we're all excited tonight. It's an exciting night. I don't know why. It's 2nd of February, man. That's why. We're all excited.
Got groove going up, huh?
Yeah, man. All right, look. Lonesome sending in a lot of numbers.
Oh, very good, I'm good, very good. Oh, shit.
Brad Carter sending in photo customers from the photo lab, people that drop photos off for development in Hawaii. We got women who answered. They left pictures to be developed, Jin. You know, pictures.
Uh-huh.
Dirty pictures, probably. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's lovely.
We got a lot of more requests of pranks here. We got a lot of numbers. We got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. Let's jump right into it. Yeah, here comes your first Photo Lab Center Machine prank call. Big Kai over here left some pictures at the Photo Lab. Man, I'm so excited. We got so much to talk about tonight.
What do we got to talk? Come on, tell me what.
I'll come up with it in a little bit. Oh, I got problems at work.
You got problems at work? What the fuck?
I want to tell you a story about my new job and the problem I got and how best.
Your new nighttime job, man.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Mm. We got cigar stuff to talk about. Cigars.
Hey, we got another.
I want to talk about pipe.
Jin, did you get your power back? What happened with that?
Yeah, holy Jesus Christ! We had more than like. I mean, in total, we've had around 96 hours downtime of power in the last week because of an old cable where I live. And they sort of, the fuse blew, and then it kept going. So they had to dig up the road in all these different sections. So they had to find the faulty section, and their machinery is shit, so they can't really find it. Mm-hmm. And then finally, they find the fault after like 4 hours, and it takes them 6 hours to repair this one section of cable. And then they fill the road back in, and then another part of the fuse blows again, and another part of the cable is faulty, so they have to replace that section. And this went on for like 4 days, 5 days, and they were just doing different sections of the cable, and now finally they've kept it stable, but I'm assuming it's going to go off at any time again. But fortunately we have a generator now, so...
Run on half voltage.
There you go.
It's madness.
50 volts now.
Madness. But now they sent us a letter saying that they're going to dig up the road, and within the next sort of couple of weeks, we may be facing more disruptions and all this shit. And they're finally going to replace it. They're going to replace the whole thing.
That's why you got that letter. Stock up on firewood and candles, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Can you still brush your teeth and all that? Does that work?
No, because I use a fucking electric toothbrush that's connected to the main socket, dumbass.
Man, first world problems. You gotta use
No. You gotta get a battery.
Brush my teeth, man?
You gotta go outside and get some leaves and brush your teeth. How do you wipe your ass if you can't use
English
the toilet?
Question.
I use an electric ass brush.
What about the toilet? Is it flush now?
Oh,
no?
Lord.
Oh.
I didn't say that one.
Can you lock your doors?
I did not say that.
Do your doors lock and all that stuff?
No. I've got an electric house, so when you walk in, all the fucking locks go automatically, and everything is detected automatically.
You get a little key card, you swipe at the door to open
it. No, I've got a retinal scan machine.
Oh, man. Wow. You're locked
Actually,
out.
No, I've got a biochip in my ass, and what I do is I walk through the frame, and all the doors open.
Nice, that's good. You walk through backwards.
Yeah, that's badass, right?
You put your ass through the door first.
Yeah, I walk in backwards, and I do a moon against the door, and then the door opens. Boom!
Nice, and open the windows, you like stick your hams on the window?
No, I just moon the window, and then the window opens.
Yeah, so I mean, you stick your hams. You put your hams back, you know.
My hams. I thought you said my hands.
No,
yeah.
Your hams. H-A-M-S, you know?
Yeah, H-A-M-S. Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we used to do that when I was in high school. We'd go hamming, and we would pull our pants down and put them against the glass in the car at red lights next to people. And that's what we called hamming, because they look like, hams. Yeah, anyway, hey, let's do this prank call. Speaking of hams.
I did this on my bike once, though. I was on, I got a motorbike, right? So I ride motorbike only. Yeah. I pulled a moon on my motorbike. That's quite funny.
Oh, wow. That's good. Did you fall off?
No, yeah. I just pulled it down a little bit.
Yes, hi. I'm calling from the photo lab. You have some pictures that you left here?
Oh, hi. How many pictures is it?
Well, you tell me, because we've got a problem with a few of them, unfortunately. And then... Were these important pictures? Because we sent them over to the United Kingdom. They get digitized. You know, we get your photos.
What?
They get sent digitized via the internet. They get sent to London, England, to be developed, and they get sent back, and we print them here. You know, it's all through the computer machines.
Uh huh.
And there was a gentleman, and I have him on the line. He can explain, but. He's one of the developers, and he was having some fun, and he took the original prints, and he photoshopped some things on them. I don't know, were these important pictures? Did you need them urgently, or?
Okay, I'm just a little confused of why you guys have my photos, and why you guys are doing that.
You left your photos to be developed, you know?
Right, I totally understand that. And when I went to pick them up, I was told that they were not there and that they had never been sent. I went and I told them that I had phone calls from you guys saying that my photos were ready.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, no, they've ended up over here in England. That's why that's why you don't have them.
Yeah, I got Jin on the
line. Okay, well, don't you think that your trained professional should have been able to explain that to me when I actually went into the store and asked them?
Well,
I don't know about these guys in America. You know, they're all a bit, you know, tippy-tippy, but what can I say?
Yeah, anyway, so...
I'm just saying this wasn't in my app agreement, so I'm just a little confused, but... You know what? I guess I don't need them.
Listen, you're a woman, so that's why you're confused. If you let me, finish what the problem is.
Oh my god!
If you let me finish saying what the problem is instead of yappy yappy yappa.
What?
Yeah, I've been trying to tell you for the last 3 minutes what the problem is with the whole situation, and you keep interjecting with your own opinions about the staff in Hawaii in the store there. Can I tell you now,
or
do you still have more you need to tell me, honey, sweetie? What else? What else is the problem? Everyone be quiet and listen to Kai and what her problem is. What else, honey? Professor. Can I go now? Okay. So anyway, Jin, Mr. Stewart, he develops the pictures in the United Kingdom. Oh, she's gone? What a bitch.
Is she gone?
Yeah, she was gone. She's gone for a while.
Oh shit, you were talking and then she left.
She pissed me off. I was trying to do the prank and she's like,
we got a new listener. We got two new listeners in here tonight.
Oh my god.
Welcome, Screamer. Marietta Screaming.
Yeah, listen. Hi. I'm trying to explain what happened. I'm sorry I got upset. Listen, I got a lot of shit to do. I'm a supervisor here, okay? Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, who's this?
Oh. Can I ask you?
What? Can you take me off can you take me off a speakerphone, please, stupid? Because I can't hear you very well. Do you think you can do that, honey?
No, I'm sorry. All
right, fuck those guys. All right, they're pissing me off. They sound like shit. I got another one here. That was good, though, Jen, because she was,
Hermano.
Yes, Milkman, go ahead. You got new listeners for us?
Yes, we got some new listeners. Wow, by Pope! The Marietta Screamer. Welcome! All our new friends, we got the super show going tonight. Justut and Hermanito. Yeah. Hey, Hermanito, also, I'd like you to know also, Marietta Screamer's been around for a long time. He is a major cigar aficionado. This guy is one that you ought to get up with, man, because he's got a great idea on a cigar, possibly that should be made. So why don't you get up with him later on after the show, bro?
Marijuana cigar, okay, cool.
Yeah, I was about to say, does it contain marijuana?
It's called a Jeffrey.
It's called a fat spiff.
Jeffrey, excellent.
All right, here's Lindsay. She's left pictures too. Uh-huh.
You've sent them to the UK. That's a really good start, actually, because we could probably really piss somebody off with that. Mm-hmm. We found some inappropriate pictures. You could tell her that.
Can you reach my phone? I'm unable to
answer
your call.
Reach my phone, Thank you for the obvious. All that is stupid. Milkman knows when we call my voicemail, it's me saying leave a message. That's it.
I say on mine, sorry, I can't take your call. No. Blah, blah, blah.
It's no longer Valente in the book.
Three words for me. You get three words for me.
I'm going to answer your call.
All that bullshit you got, and I can't answer, no shit. Leave a message, no shit.
Yeah.
I'll call you back, no shit. You don't know you won't. All that bullshit, all those pleasantries. You know, three words is all I leave. Leave a message. That's what you get when you call my voicemail. Leave a message. That's the whole point. That's what it is. Leave a message. That's it. And if you don't want to leave a message, fine. Fuck you. Be honest with you, I don't listen to my voicemails ever. I call back, you know, if I want.
Yeah, you're right.
That's how Carlito's answer.
I don't listen to voicemail. I can't tell you.
Leave a message.
Yeah. Leave a message.
It's got a real mechanical voice. just like, so you know if you call and you somebody and you get that white voice leave a message, you know you actually got the Manito's number, because that's how his
for a while I had the dead record a voicemail message for me. It was, you call me, it was the dead saying you can't leave a message. It was something like that. It was really funny.
I left you a voicemail last week.
That one you had, Jim Nobles.
Jim Nobles. Yeah, Jim Nobles.
That one from Jim Nobles was scary. Remember that voicemail?
Yeah, he said it was watching me. He said, look behind me, look behind you. I am there.
Hi, it's Shayla. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
Oh, shut up.
How big's your tit, Shayla? Can't believe it.
Okay.
Hi, it's Shayla. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
She's on the phone over there. Maybe we can get her later. Let's try Big Judy. I want to do another one of these.
Damn it.
Milkman, you horny tonight? What's going on? Take a cold shower.
I'm just fucking with Kayla Cleet. Well, we don't call mermaid porn stars. I thought, you know. Yeah. Point that out.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Good evening. I'm sorry to bother you. I'm calling from the photo lab. You have left some photos here. Judy, correct?
No.
You left them back on December 19th. You haven't picked them up yet?
What store?
At the Walgreens. And when were you deciding to come pick up these photos that we've had sitting here collecting dust all this time? What's the problem?
Wait, which Walgreens?
On Onawaha Street, 56 Onawaha Street.
Oahu Street? Where's that?
Onawaha Street. We're from the corporate office, so we're not local, but your reporter here is a delinquent photo developer customer.
No, I don't think I developed any pictures.
Yes, you did. Back on December 19th, you developed pictures. Judy Condis, right here, I have you down. You never came to pick them up. What's the problem? You don't have money? When are you going to come pick the pictures up that you made us make, pay money to develop pictures for you?
I don't remember if we called, what year is that?
What do you mean what year is that? Last year, December. 6 weeks ago.
Well, give me where did I pick it up at?
At the Walgreens, your local Walgreens in Kailua, Hawaii, 56 Onawaha Street.
Okay, give me the number for there. I'll call them.
I'm with the corporate office. I just need to put down when you're going to pick up the stupid pictures. When are you coming? When? Listen.
Who am I speaking to? I'll just...
What? This is Cross. I command you to come pick up these pictures within the next 3 days, or it's going to be trouble for you. Is this understood?
And this is the Kailua office, right?
Kailua, yeah.
Okay. Who am I speaking to?
This is Cross.
Your name is Cross?
Yep.
Okay.
So when can I expect you to come pick up these pictures from the store? Hello, why does it take you 5-10 seconds to answer each question? Bye. All right, here's the next one.
Reach the voicemail box of 8-0.
She's on to us, man.
Well, she didn't seem very playful.
Reach the voicemail box of 8.
That one's not going through. Let me try Sheila again. So Milkman can ask about her tits, since he's so interested.
Good idea, man.
Yeah, I know you like that.
Definitely. Make sure that's
don't turn it into Rashical Scooters, though.
Yeah, Rashical Scooters. Rashical.
My damn it. I don't want to turn them all on.
him a ride?
Well, if you drink some of this milk here, Granny, we'll give you a ride.
Oh, my.
No, she's not answering. All right, let's hold off on some more of
this. This is Kaylee Cleavage. Can I take a ride on your rascal scooter, too? Yay!
Lonesome says, we got a number here for someone who needs a ride to the south. Alabama or Tennessee area, ASAP, Jen. Hey, everybody, I'm a UNM student. I need to head to the south, Alabama or Tennessee, to visit family. If anyone is driving from the west coast to east coast area, or if anyone is driving on I-40, I could help you with gas and driving. I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and from here to Alabama is about 20 hours of driving. I have done this drive many times in the past. Jeez. A confused signing guy answered
the
question.
Can you say serial killer?
Can you say I'm going to get my dick sucked here for a car ride? Let's do it.
Can you say Nunu? Oh.
I don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on?
No.
This man wants a ride in a car. That's all.
Well, I don't have
it's
a
Nunu.
Huh? I have a motorcycle.
Ooh, even better.
There you go. Because he gets to hug you from the back the whole way.
Nice.
Hey, Clink. Colonel Clink. Carlito, you're Schultz.
You have reached Francisco Orozco. I'm not present in the moment. Please leave me.
That's Jose. You heard him? My guy Jose. Try him again. Damn, I had a good idea about that. Fuck.
You have reached Francisco.
Francisco Orozco. All right. John is putting up a posting saying, anybody going to Austin? Ride needed. Here we go. Man, that's weird. You know, people don't even hitchhike like that anymore. You just go on the Craigslist. Coming into town Friday, we'd like to find a ride ASAP. This guy's in Albuquerque also, New Mexico. Let's see if this guy answers here.
What are you calling me from Black Number?
You call me from Black Number. It's a Skype caller now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's fucking gay.
Yeah. Yeah, hi. You're looking for a ride?
Yeah, I was. Where are you at?
Well, I'm headed to Austin. I'm in Albuquerque for the night, and then I'm going to be heading to Austin in a few days. When did you need to go?
Actually, I made it all the way to Canyon Lake, if you're familiar with that.
Where's that at?
Just in between Austin and San Antonio, and it's like 30 minutes south of Wimberley.
You want me to pick you up? We'll go together to Austin. I'm going to the university.
Probably wouldn't mind a ride into town. I'm not sure what time or what day you're going to be around, but yeah, for sure.
I'm going to the University of Austin. Where are you going?
Are you going to go like Monday, or what were you thinking?
I was thinking Monday. Yeah, after the Super Bowl, we're going to go down there, and I know I could use some company in the car.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you know about the unwritten law of the road?
So you're in Albuquerque tonight. You're gonna stay there.
Yeah, but do you practice the law, the unwritten law of the road?
You're breaking up a little bit, man.
Do you practice the unwritten law of the road?
What's the unwritten law?
Well, when I give you a ride, you know you have to help me out a little bit here and there. Every few miles, you know what I mean? Give me a hand, you know?
All right, man. Have a good night, buddy.
No, but later. Come on. I'll give you a ride. I'll try him again. I'm quoting a Kevin Smith movie. Do they have Kevin Smith movies there in the UK? Probably not.
Dude, I can hear your switchblades.
You can what?
I can hear your switchblade snapping. Yeah, there it is. That dude's probably scared to death now, man. He heard that fucking knife snapping.
Your call has been forwarded to an op.
Your computer ID is 17764-B.
Oh, no.
Attention. This is an automated computer system alert for 1st of February. Your system speed and performance is below average.
Oh, no.
Your computer protection service is not active. Immediately go to www.gowss.com to reactivate computer protection and perform full system diagnostics and repair. Attention. This is an automated computer.
What the fuck is that? I don't know. It just came in. I thought it was Brad. This is
dude, yeah, dude, copy that, man. We'll save that. We'll use that on one of our calls, man.
We should make our own one. Audio, and cool. What was the one that you sent that lady to the other week? You know, with the sex meat on spin. It, and the one that does the meat spin, yeah. And you can do that one. Please go to meatspin.com.
Go to bluewaffle.net. Yeah,
50 spins.
Yeah, but that
is that true?
Isn't GOWSS? Isn't that the site that it lets others?
Lemon Tree or some shit. Somebody else typed up there. I never went to it, but they said that was pretty bad too. So
well, that's
Lemon Tree or some shit. Lemonhead.
Milkman, let me talk, man. Come on. I think that's the one that lets people take remote control of your computer, doesn't it?
Which one?
GAWSS or GOWSS? I think I've heard of that before.
GAWSS.
I thought no.
GAW.
I don't know. Go to that site. Go to site. That site. What did he say again? I don't remember.
GOWSS, and it just takes you to a software download page, Softpedia for antiviruses. It's bullshit.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and then they call you back, and they're like, "Oh, we got remote control." That's just an Indian thing. Anyway, I don't know why that came through. Is there Skype spam now, or is that just one of our listeners being stupid? I don't know. Weird.
Who else is on the line between the three of us?
No, it came up and it
is
said...
Is anybody else?
No, it came up and it said online help, maintenance needed. Online help, perform system maintenance, in all caps. Yeah. Is there someone not on my contact list and they called in? That's really...
Oh, I see. Yeah. SQV.notice, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. And you can't even call it if you want. That's weird, man. That's weird. Anyway. Well, good on them, man. They someone's trying to hack us.
Very strange.
Someone's hacking us. Okay. Let's continue here with some more pranks. We already called Albuquerque. That didn't go very far. Oh, that reminds me. Hey, real quick, because I gotta get a nice soft drink, a refreshment. We could take a pause.
Oh, I've got beer. I've got beer for the first time in fucking history. I got beer. God.
Oh no!
Drink your beer.
Oh, I haven't got it here now. It's in the fridge, but I might get it later. I've got well, you know what? I've got Coors Light. Do you know Coors Light?
Ew. Yeah. Okay. That's.
Yeah. It's good. It tastes all right. I had one the other week, and I thought, shit, that's not bad.
All right. Well, hey, last week, Jen, you weren't here for this, but Milkman, you were falling asleep. Me, Death Fox, Death Fox, Ken, and Baz were calling around to a Motel 6 in Maryland and calling the rooms and giving the people in the room shit. Jen, you used to do this. You used to call Motel 6.
Yeah, I used to do the wake-up calls in Motel 6, yeah. And I used to try and throw them out early, so yeah. That was fun.
And the orgy calls and all that.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm having an orgy in room 213 or something. You want to come over and join us? Yeah. This one guy was really thinking about it. You know, he was like, yeah, sure, I'll be there, you know what I mean?
There you go.
I was like, yeah, the female to male ratio is quite high, so you need to come over.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, so I called and
unless I called it, Hermano did.
It was all blacks, you know, that were getting, and I was saying that, hey, this is a whites only room. You can't be in here.
You should have told them, man, that we're doing a Ku Klux Klan rally or something. Yeah. Shit.
Well, I was also saying what else, that they were making loud sex noises and they were masturbating. And renting a lot of porno movies. We did. We were saying that, oh, you know, you guys rent a lot of porno. Anyway, so we gave them shit. Brad took it upon himself after the show last week to call the front desk at that hotel and Post is the corporate office. And it's 7 minutes long, but it's really funny. This will allow me enough time to go get my drink. Jin, you can go get your beer if you want real quick. You got enough time.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll get it now. I'll probably get it later in the show. Okay. It's early.
All right, well, let's play this real quick, and we'll be right back. I'll play the whole thing, because it's pretty funny. But if you heard last week's show, it was good. If you didn't, this is even funnier. Brad did a good job with this call, so kudos to Brad. Listen to this. Be right back.
Motel 6 from Beth.
Hello, this is Mark from the corporate office with Motel 6.
Yes, sir.
We were getting some complaints from your location there. Were you having a problem or anything?
Yes, we are. What type of complaints?
There's people are saying they were receiving phone calls about noise complaints and pay-per-view charges.
Okay, and that's a prank caller, and we're trying to find a way to scan the phone and we find out where it's coming from.
Scan the phone? Is that something that's built into the system there, or do you have?
We do not have like a caller ID to see where the call is coming from.
I see.
And they've called the front desk as well this evening. And we were still unable to find out their location.
Oh, that's...
A few of the guests have called down, and we have put a do not disturb on their phone, but that's the most we can do at this time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we might need to send out our tracing equipment to hook up to your phone system there at that location. Has it been a problem for a while now, or is it just tonight?
Yes, it's been a problem for a while.
Oh, I see. There's no guests down there right now, like complaining or anything, because we've received several...
Okay, no, there's none here right now. What you might want to do is call the regional manager Monday morning, and I will let him know that this is of the help desk, correct?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, well, I'll have him call. Well, call him Monday morning and let him know that you can send the scan equipment to us.
Oh, okay, I can definitely do that. How many complaints have you had tonight?
Several. Several? It's been four so far since the time of 3 o'clock,
uh-huh.
And a few guests that are here on a regular basis, they've been getting them too.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's been an ongoing thing all week or something?
Yes.
It sounds like something Death Fox would do, but I'm not sure. We're not completely sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst complaint you've had? Like, have you had anybody down there angry? Or is it just mostly
no, they've been pretty moderate and considerate about it, even in calling.
They just been calling? They haven't been visiting the front desk?
One young lady came down to see this morning.
Oh, okay. That's terrible. Actually, I'm the prank caller. I'm the one that's been doing all this. I just thought it'd be funny to have you describe what's been going on to me. So
okay.
we're not going to be sending a tracer to you or anything? That's great.
No, that's quite all right, because we're having it scanned right now. I know your voice.
How do you have it scanned? Oh, you know my voice from earlier?
Yes, I do.
Because I called so much earlier?
And you've called approximately like 2 to 3 weeks ago, and I've talked to you before.
Oh, you remember my voice from then, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, I really screwed up there, didn't I?
Okay, so as I say, you're doing what you're doing, and I don't know what type of pleasure you're getting out of this, because
sexual
that's interrupting
pleasure.
People's sleep.
Definitely sexual. Sexual pleasure, ma'am.
There's no pleasure?
No, I said sexual pleasure is the kind of pleasure I'm getting from it.
That is so deranged.
I know, it's crazy. I need
help.
To seek help. I really do, but...
Why don't you do that,
I mean, who can help me? I don't...
A psychologist, babe.
I can't afford a psychologist.
They have them for free.
Where? Who has them for free?
Go to the hospital. And they will admit you and give you counseling.
Hospital's not free. They charge a bunch of
darling,
money.
Darling, yeah, they will give you either a payment plan. They will help
you. Do you think they'll give me narcotics?
That I cannot tell you. But right now, if you're getting sexual pleasure from that, narcotics is not going to help you.
Oh, it'd make me feel better about it.
Narcotics is going to give you a very different
narcotics
effect.
Would keep me occupied in other ways. So it's
no, but then it could also ruin your health and do other dangerous things to you.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's what it can do to you. Actually, it will ruin more brain cells that the little brain cells that you do have.
Oh,
it will screw them up.
That was mean. That was not a nice thing
well,
to say.
Babe, sexual pleasure, there's other ways to get it other than disturbing people in the middle of the night.
That's crazy.
Satisfy yourself without using other people.
No, that's crazy. That's impossible.
Darling, don't you know people do it every time? That's what masturbation is. You don't have to mess with other people.
That's what I've been telling other people tonight in the rooms, but they don't believe
me. You don't need other people to get sexual satisfaction.
All right. I'm not actually a prank caller. I'm just messing with you.
All right. Will you have a good evening? And please stop calling out callers.
No, I'm one of the people in the rooms.
And please stop calling out callers.
Okay. No, no. I haven't called anyone in the rooms. I'm actually a guest here.
And why would you call me and play on my phone if you were not the prank caller?
Well, cause I was trying to get you back because I thought you called me and you told me it was a whites-only room, and I was offended by that.
Now, you know there's no such thing here at Motel 6.
I have no idea. I don't know what...
That is so sick, friend.
I don't know what your policy is. No, you called me and said it was whites only, and that was
some help,
very offensive.
Friend. Oh my God, I'm praying for you. You know that? As we speak right now, I'm asking the Lord to bless you.
I'm praying
and
for
to
you.
Get your mind together.
I'm praying
so
for
that
you because
you don't have to do these things.
You shouldn't be like that.
Find some other activity so that you can stop intruding on other people's lives. Verbally or otherwise, you need some help, friend.
Okay, well, I'm leaving a note here. We're going to send out the tracer first thing on Monday morning, and you should have it by Monday night.
I'm praying for you, too. God bless
you. Hey, listen, did you know you can turn off the automated system so they can't call into rooms like that?
Darling.
It's just a switch. You just turn it off.
You already know that because you know there are rooms that you've called before that you can't reach again.
No. I'm
sorry.
You know
we know that.
You're putting do not disturb on individual rooms. You could shut off the whole automated system so they have to go through you and you can deny them when they call in.
Okay.
I'm just trying to help.
You have so much knowledge of this system and this hotel. Have you worked here before?
No. I'm calling from the corporate office.
And the corporate office would call and say the things that you just said to me?
Well, I'm in the help
desk. That's right. I'm professional.
I'm just a night person. I'm not as professional as the daytime people.
That is right. I'm professional. Do you know that they record their calls that go out there, too?
Well, I would assume so.
Okay, well, then why would you call here and jeopardize your job?
Well, I'm just trying to help. Like, if you turn off the system, then anyone calling in, they'll have to talk to you personally, and you can say, no, I'm not going to transfer you to that room.
Okay.
And then people won't get bothered. You don't have to do the do not disturb thing individually.
Okay. Well, I'll take that suggestion in heart. But I am truly praying for you, whoever you are and however you are.
Okay. I'm praying for you, too.
Thank you. Make sure you be sincere, okay?
Oh, no, I always am.
And I pray that you get the help that you need.
I will. I promise.
So that you can stop the things that you're doing.
I'm going to look into the hospital thing.
Okay.
Okay, I will. I promise. First thing in the morning.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Good night. I love you.
There you go. Follow-up call to last week's calls of the Motel 6, where we were racist and crude and nasty and rude.
That was brilliant.
He did a great job. Good job. Good job, Bradley. All right. Let's continue with our own prank calls for the night. Let's try to turn this ship around. We got a bass player needed ASAP. Too bad Milkman can't do it because he cut his finger off. Doom punk trash.
Yeah, band. Man, I got him hit with the meat cleaver. I'll tell you what, Screamer's a hell of a bass player, man. That's what you need to get on bass.
There you go. Doom punk and trash band looking in need of a reliable bass player.
Oh, geez, punk. All right.
With their own equipment. We have a show coming up on the 7th and 9th of Feb. 8 songs down, most of them recorded, tapped out, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? They need a bass player, you know? Where can I go with that? I could say I play the bass drum. Let's see if I have any songs that have say bass.
Hey, did you see that Dropbox?
Yeah, thanks, man.
Okay. Hermano, check in the PVD for the folder with Jin's name on it, man. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
You could tell the guy you play the tambourine, and you're wondering if perhaps there's a need for somebody like you instead of the bass player. You say a tambourine is better than a bass.
It's totally opposite. These are pictures.
See, all you got to do is like take out part of that line there, Jen, and just leave that top line on there, and you can put that on your website. You know?
Wow, Jen healing for women. No, Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Women massage spa for women only.
Oh.
Jen, he is. He is very posh, man. He got a very nice style.
Jen's like, I only want women here in my in my spa. He sneaks a finger in.
Yeah, for those that don't actually know what the fuck we're talking about, let me just say what we're doing. We've got a picture here that Milkman sent me, where he's gone past and taken a picture of this place. This place is called Jin Healing for Women, and it's like a Chinese shop where you can go in and get massages or something. But it's strictly for women only. It's quite funny.
That's hot, man. I want to work there.
Women only. This is Jin's Chinatown office. It's beautiful, man.
I want you to come inside so I can give you massage. Nice.
Inside massage.
I want to touch all your body.
You're next.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You need a bass player guy?
Yeah.
Oh, what? What is bass playing for? What is doing for?
What?
What is the bass for?
For a band.
Oh, where is band going?
What?
Where is band going to play bass at?
My pad.
Your pad?
Yeah.
How many in band playing cars and guitars and music?
One
person playing now? That's not band.
Uh-huh.
That's not band. That's artist, solo artist.
What?
Who does who else in band?
There's a guitarist and a vocalist and a drummer.
And you need bass.
Yes.
Oh, and I have my guitar, right? I play bass guitar.
Yeah.
Do I play bass? I thought it'd be some kind of weird the dead burn out there for a second. He's like, yeah, right. I was trying to
He's
do
like,
a
man, you're really ripped.
I was trying to do an Indian with cerebral palsy.
Your call has been.
My name is Johnny Redcorn. Johnny Redcorn played bass. All right. Johnny Redcorn. That was stupid. Okay, we got another one here looking for a ride. If you live close, we can work out a ride. If you want to try out, hit me up in the west side. All right, cool. In Albuquerque. Jin, do you want to do one of these ride calls, man? You haven't done a call yet.
Let me touch all your body, okay? No, I don't want to call that one.
Okay. Hey, is there a number on that sign?
Yeah, there is a number on that sign. It's right there.
I'm not going to let it send it out. I'm going to let Jin and you guys see it, but it's up to Jin to distribute it. I picked that one for him. I thought that'd be a cool
one. If they're not open, are they open now? Do you know? I don't know.
Be. You know, the latest, the lesbian girl's coming in now.
I don't know. Probably not. I'm thinking not. I'm kind
all right, of... Let me save it. Let me save it, because I haven't fucking done it. I haven't done any YouTube calls in months, and people are fucking spamming my email. What the hell is going on?
Just do it and see if there's anybody answers, and just do the old wrong number trick. Oh, I'm sorry, I got a wrong number. Maybe I can try.
Like, we're in the middle of a call, and he's fucking saying that.
Will you pay attention, Milkman?
Thank you. Is that lady still there?
No, she's gone.
That was fucking brilliant. He's in the middle of talking. He's like, yeah, we got the wrong number, guy.
You know what you got to do is call, so you got a wrong number. Go, 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 go. All right.
Sorry.
All right, Milkman, we're dialing now. Be quiet.
And for the next available agent.
I think it's an answering service.
I'm sorry, are we all right?
Thank you for calling this bus service group. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi.
Hello, how
is this Jin's? Is this for Jin's Day Spa? Jin Stewart?
Oh, Jin Healing Massage for women, right?
What do you mean?
So which location do you want to make an appointment? It's call center. Make an appointment for a perfect day spa and a drink healing.
Yeah, it's $25 for 30 minutes.
No.
How much is it? It says $25 for 30 minutes.
In a perfect day spa, it's 58 for 1 hour at what? Least.
It says,
don't do half hour.
It says gin healing.
Gin healing is 58 for 1 hour. We don't do half hour.
But I'm looking right now at the window. It says $25 for 30 minutes. I'm looking at the window now.
Yeah, if you buy the package, it's cheaper. And we only service for women. For lady.
My wife, she wants an experience with another woman. Is it a woman who touches her or a man?
It's all the female masseuse.
Oh, so the females will touch her and everything, her body, and look at her naked and talk about how pretty she is? That's what she wants?
Yes.
Good, good. And they'll give her a massage inside and outside?
No.
Will they give uterus massage?
We only do body massage inside.
Inside the body.
Do the body massage in our local store, not go outside.
No, but my wife goes inside and she lays down, and you massage her inside her uterus and her body and her vagina and everything. You know?
No, sorry, I cannot catch you.
Do you know what?
Do you want to make an appointment or no?
Do you know what the uterus is?
Sorry, I think you get some wrong. Is the wrong number?
No, it's right number. It's Jen Stewart Healing for Women.
So, do you want to make an appointment or no?
Yes, for
if
me.
You want to make an appointment?
Yeah, I come down. I come down. Yeah.
Which location?
The one that says Jen Healing for Women.
Mm-hmm. We have four locations. So, which location do you want to make?
Which Al Street.
I'm sorry?
Al Street.
No, we don't have. We only have Gary, Monterey, Sutter, and Power.
Oh, I'll do Sutter.
Okay, Sutter.
I think that's
on
what
you said. Which day and what time?
Oh, as soon as possible. I'm gonna wear a wig, so they think I'm a woman, and then they do the massage for me.
Oh no, sorry. You gotta sign one more. Bye bye.
Oh. Jen, I don't know.
Or fucking offices. It's Powell Street. It's Chinatown.
I didn't realize. I didn't know you wanted me to do it. But I'm saving it basically because I want to do some tube chords, and that's a really good number for me.
Yeah, massage the tube. There you go.
Hello, I'm the wife. I want to get a massage.
Hello, I'd like a massage.
Please touch my boobies.
All right. Here's a ride. Someone wants to get a ride or give a ride? All right, here we go. I'm going to offer to give the blowjob this time.
You see the tracks, the rails out right in front of that place, Jen?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the cable car route.
Oh, yeah?
In San Francisco, yeah, man. Rice-a-roni.
I want the wide.
That's where that picture's taken at, that hill there.
Nice.
Rice-a-roni Hill.
You never hear about Rice-a-roni anymore.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
That's pretty good sneeze, Jen. I like that.
No, I just faked it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It was good. I know it was
fun. Uh-huh.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, Rice-a-roni, man. That's like they made that into a great parting gift for most of your game shows. I think Price is Rice, and a couple others still use it.
Yeah, there you go. Here's another ride. Need ride to Santa Rosa to Tucson.
I want the wide, please. Give me wide.
My girlfriend and I are in Santa Rosa heading to the Gem Show in Tucson. Our car broke and now we're stuck.
Let me talk to him, man. Let me do this. Come on.
Oh, dude, they get... Oh, I feel... Their car broke down halfway in this trip, and they're begging for a ride. Let me push this.
I'm going to ask them for a ride.
There you go. We have $40 to chip in towards gas. We also have our things. So a ride with cargo space would be best. Willing to leave some things behind if needed or to have some things on our laps. Holy shit. Oh, God.
Ask you if they can loan you some money.
Yeah.
Please help. We've been here all night trying to hitch a ride. Here being the truck stop. Please call me if you can help us. Wow, that just seems desperate. All right, Jen, here we go.
I want to call them and get a ride.
Can I get the ride with
you? I want to get a ride, please. All
right, here you go.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finished recording...
I'll try it again. That would have been a good one. Damn it, man.
Yeah, but if it's coming up with Skype caller, then it might as well come up prank caller.
Yeah.
He's not picking it up.
No.
At the tone...
Damn it, man. Yeah, and I think there's a link I can go to set the caller ID to come up as a name. I'm going to work on that.
You should, if you've got a Skype in number, then the Skype in number will come up. I think it costs, however many dollars per month or something, and you get, a number that you can choose. But the thing is, you've only got one area code then, and if you're calling from that area code to some other, whatever... state, then they're going to know immediately that you're calling from out of state, and they're going to be like, oh, you're calling from out of state?
Yeah, roast beef sandwich. Yep.
What the fuck?
I don't know. We got another ride here. Albuquerque to... Okay, this person is offering a ride. This is what I'm looking for. I'm offering ride services for $15 an hour. Wow. In the southeast Albuquerque area, 20 for the northeast heights, blah, blah, blah. So this guy's basically trying to do his own taxi thing. He's got a Subaru sedan with plenty of trunk space.
Dude, ask if you're allowed to ride in his lap.
There you go. I like that idea.
Can I ride in your lap?
All right.
Work into that. Yeah, work into that. You know how you do. The roommate.
Yeah, you can do it, Cully, too.
Yeah, work it in, man.
Work it in. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi. You're offering rides in Albuquerque? I need a ride to work.
Okay. What time are you picking up?
Well, is this for a regular thing or just one-time rides?
It can be both. It depends on what you need.
Are you a taxi machine or are you just on your own kind of thing?
I just got my own car, so I'm just
going to Craigslist. Cool, that's cool. You're a safe driver and everything. You have insurance and then all clean cars.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm looking for Monday through Friday, and I need to get to work by 7:45 a.m. Sometimes 7:30, so I can get a coffee next door.
That's not going to work. So I actually have classes.
What about
seven to 12?
What about rides home at 5 p.m.? Does that work?
It depends on what days.
Any days you have available?
I have a guy on Tuesdays.
What about Wednesday? What about Wednesday, Thursday? What about Wednesdays or Thursdays? Any of those days will help out.
Wednesdays and Thursdays. I think I can do that. Okay. Let's see. What area of town are you in?
You'd be picking me up. I'm over on the west side. I work at.
And then you need a ride to where?
To Albuquerque, in the southeast side of town.
Okay. Have you looked at the ad? That's.
Yeah.
For the pricing and stuff. Do you remember?
Yeah, I saw the pricing, and if it's a regular thing, we get comfortable together, I'd be willing to, barter a little bit, every once in a while, I don't know. I mean, would you be into that? Maybe if I, helped you out a little bit?
Yeah. I mean,
You know, like, I let you put the head in, just the head sometimes, if you want.
Do the what?
Yeah, I let you just put the tip in, just the head sometimes, if you want, even.
Did you say pay a head, or?
No, I can let you put the head in, just the tip, just the head. Like, just put the tip in inside me sometimes.
Oh, no, dude, I'm sorry.
No, but just
please don't call me again.
But just
no, thanks.
Just the head. Right. Just the head. That's not gay. It's, you know. Just the head isn't gay.
Ask him if he's Uber, man, because these guys are doing this shit with Uber now, and they're just driving their little cars around picking shit up. Eventually, they're going to get in trouble, man.
With Uber?
Because they ain't got to have insurance or any of that shit.
Hmm. Uber. Uber, huh?
Yeah, Uber. Yeah. They're going to close that shit down. There's people all around now trying to shut them down, starting law cases against them.
What the hell's Uber? What is that?
Uber is the German word for over. Well, or not over, it's like Uber is above.
Like superior, like they were the Uber.
Right.
No, it's not really superior, it's just...
They're trying to beat out cab service.
Yeah, Jen, your grandfather was Uber. He used to say, I'm Uber to the Jews, and I'm Uber to the Negroes.
His grandpa rock scientist, man, but, you know.
Jen's grandpa.
Most people don't realize.
I am the Uber. All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are flying the plane from Deutschland to England with the bombs.
We go Luftwaffe.
He was right. Braun was his mentor, man. I'm serious, dude.
Yeah? Werner von Braun? Yeah, man. Nazi guy that made the Saturn V rocket. Hell yeah.
Man, yeah, his grandpa Jin, mentored Werner von Braun.
Yeah.
He
modeled a Saturn V rocket after an archery tip.
After yeah,
exactly.
You're a cunt. All right. Milkman. So the Uber taxi, Uber cars are going after the taxis. It's a big war now.
Yeah. Okay. You see this like pink ass gay looking like stuffed animal, a mustache. It's about as wide as almost as wide as the grill on the car hanging off that shit. That's what that is, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. That sounds crazy.
No, they got... Okay. You see this car driving around. It's a regular town, you know, a normal car, man. And then this thing's got a mustache just about 3 feet long or more, man. Maybe. And it's probably about 6 or 8 inches wide. And it's shaped like a pink mustache. And that's what somebody driving Uber.
Okay.
You get a Apple iPhone from them, and it's all it does is basically let you just do the Uber shit. They contact you when somebody's close to you and offer you the fare.
Okay.
So, you know, as you're picking up fares and shit, then they'll pay you in like 2 weeks later, and they'll send you the money for those fares.
That doesn't sound safe
at all. It's all done through the stupid-ass phone, dude. And the thing is, man, is like could be anybody. You could like go out and like I guess steal a car basically, and don't have to have insurance or anything, you know, and just like go picking people up.
Nah, that's not right. That's not right, dude. I would never get in a car like that. All right, here's another guy offering a ride. Let's be gay.
I can be a gay partner if you like, and then we can try it that way.
All right, buddy.
I'm the gay, you know what I mean? I'm from England, you know what I mean? I like fucking cock.
Yeah, who's your pink mustache ride?
We're unavailable to take your call. Please leave a message. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, hi. Hello?
Hola.
Hey, yes, you're offering rides?
¿Cómo estás? No habla inglés.
¿Cómo que no habla inglés?
No habla inglés.
Are you serious or no? What's going on? It says you need a lift to Oklahoma City or Tulsa. Hello?
No say.
Pendejo.
No say.
El Baco de la Madre.
What a dumbass. What the fuck's his problem? He's just joking around.
Guy.
Fucking
dude, he was faking it, man. He had no fucking... Spaniard.
Yeah, Spaniard.
Embarco.
Embarco. That I'm
go back and fuck with him. Lay some Spanish lingo on him, man.
Yeah, put some on him.
Some salsa music. All right. Sue says...
Yeah, tell me the maricón. El pato. Mira.
Sue was looking for a round-trip ride, wanted for February 8th to the 10th. I need a ride to Boise and back, leaving Lewiston area. Wow. There you go. I can help with gas, stable, middle-aged...
Ask her if she can help sexually, you know, on the way, give a little bit of sexual satisfaction.
Yeah, there you go. She says she doesn't drink, drug, or smoke. I don't know. Respectful of your spaces. Oh, and if you're going to Boise at a later day, I could accept a paying passenger. Let me know. Okay, whatever, lady. Here, this lady wants to go to Boise, Idaho. Home of the potatoes, man. Good potatoes from there. Jen, are you a potato fan? Probably not.
Potatoes?
Yeah, you like them?
Yeah, why not?
There you go.
Boise to men.
Boise to many.
Your call has been forwarded to an auto message.
Fuck. Try again. Calls are weird tonight. Nothing really good.
Yeah, fucking... who's confirming these numbers?
Lonesome. Oh, he's got a bunch of...
Sometimes the numbers, you know how they are, man. They come and go. There'll be some good ones.
Yeah.
Faizan! Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, Faizan. I do think it was funny, the guy was like, when I told him he could stick his tip in. He's yeah. Like, oh, dude, no. Oh.
You want to pay it?
Let's call Faizan, all right? Let's have it. Let's turn the ship around.
Yeah,
invite let's get
new
madre.
Balco de la madre.
Invite her to your office there, Jen.
I'll invite her to my arc.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Faizan. How are you?
Good.
It's Mr. Stewart.
What?
Mr. Stewart, it's me. How are you? It's been a long time. It's been a few weeks.
That's like polite, you.
Isn't it?
She don't like you.
Wow. She must have been mobile, man. You got this. Call her right back immediately.
Yes, sir. God, I wasn't ready for that. Whoops.
She is very happy to see you, man.
She just turns on the
shit.
Just had enough of me.
All right.
Maybe she's not. Maybe it's just that time of the month or whatever, but she's into it tonight.
All right. Here's some. Here's the Himalayan kitchen. Indian guy. Here we go. Let's.
Indian guy.
Here we go. Yep. Indian guy.
Can I take this?
Sure, man. I thought you would like this. I thought you would like this. I got a whole bunch of Indian restaurants, so let me post
it. Oh, wicked.
Your favorite. All right. This will make old Ginny happy, old Ginger over there. All right, here we go. Himalayan restaurant.
Excellent. Excellent.
Probably Nepal. Benny. They're probably from Nepal.
Hello, how are you? Can I talk to the man of the house, please?
Sorry?
I want to talk to the man of the house.
There you go. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, you can talk with me.
Oh, excellent. You are the man of the house, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
I want to round up all the people in the restaurant and get them onto my ark immediately. There's a big flood coming, and I want to embark them all on my mothership. Can I do that?
Sorry?
I want to get everybody on my ship, on my ark, on my mothership.
Oh, yeah.
It's outside. I'm coming with it immediately. The flood is coming, so we have to wait for the rain, because at the moment there's no water. But when the Himalayas give away all the water, then I will come on my ark.
Okay.
And we'll embark.
Good.
Everybody will embark onto the ship. And you will be first. You will command. You will hold, shut up. You will hold the whip, and you will command them on. And you will say, get onto the ship! Onto the ark! embark the ark. That's what you were saying. Can I hear you say that, please?
Yeah, it sounds like a movie.
No, will you say it? Will you say embark the ark?
Yeah, glad to be armed. Yeah, that's great.
What do you mean? I want you to say it. Say it.
Yeah, I need to say it. Say it.
Yeah, yeah, I want you to say embark the ark, you idiot.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? Say it, say it. Right, let me hear it in your voice. What?
Yeah.
Are you stupid? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm not stupid like you.
You are stupid like you, you idiot. Like your mother.
You stupid idiot.
You son of an owl. Hello?
What was he saying? I get in the way.
He was playing along. He's trying to answer you. He just couldn't understand.
But he repeats it.
Oh. All right. We'll try good karma.
I want to get somebody to say repeat something.
Give him about 10 minutes.
You think good karma is going to get angry? I don't. They shouldn't.
They're going to give me bad karma.
Good evening, good karma. Who my name is with you?
Yes, hello. How are you? This is Mr. Stewart.
Okay.
Excellent. Very good. I want you to say after me. Can you repeat? Can you repeat?
Excuse me?
I want you to repeat after me. I'm going to say something and I want you to repeat it.
Could you please hang up? I have caller ID and I'm going to report you to police, okay?
Are you? Why? Why? Who is singing in the background? Put them on the phone.
Is that your wife?
It's your mother. Let me speak to your mother, please.
Let me speak to your mother.
Get that lady on the phone, please. Hello?
What the fuck? You didn't even say anything to him yet. He's going to call the cops.
Oh, my. I going to call police.
Well, what's he going to say to the police? Oh, somebody with a Skype caller called me.
And said, repeat after me.
He could not bless order properly. He canceled order. I call police. He canceled order.
Oh, shit.
That sucks. What the fuck?
Which one are you calling now?
I'm trying to call him back.
Thank you for calling Good Karma Restaurant. We're open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, breakfast.
If you would like to make a reservation, please leave your name, phone number, and we will talk to you as soon as we can. Thank you, and have a great day.
All right. A bountiful royal India.
Bountiful. I am bountiful.
I am bountiful. I have big natural breasts.
I am bountiful.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I got some indigestion, you know, some gastric indigestions.
I don't have that problem.
Because you don't eat anything. You eat like freaking rabbit food. All you do is drink rainwater and grain alcohol.
Oh, rainwater.
Rainwater.
Rainwater. I'm gonna ask if they get me some rainwater.
Beep. 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 Alright. Beep. I'll try it again. See if we don't get a beep.
Beep. No, fuck it. You can just get... I'll try Bombay Grill if that one.
I don't know about Indians grilling. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it's quite... If you get, like, naan, it's quite nice. Like, plain naan.
Dude, grilled bread? Great, man. Y'all have meat. They're skewered meat.
All right, who's the best grillers out there? Mongolians, I think.
No, I think Greeks, huh?
Nah, Mongolian grill, man.
No, come on, Greek.
Mongolians.
German.
German they're grill? Equivalent.
They're different stocks.
Yeah, Germans don't know how to grill anything.
Oh, fuck off, man. We got a big grill and we just put sausage on it and then we eat it. It's nice.
Yeah, whatever. Pff, that's not grilling.
German.
That's the easiest grilling is sausage. Just
In all honesty, I think the Americans probably are the best grillers.
Dude.
Because, you know, all this grill shit is coming from America, isn't
Texas.
It, really? All this
Texas, man. No.
They say it's the Australians, is what I heard. They're the
I heard
that's
fucking Aussie, yeah. My geez. Fucking Australia, no. We know how to grill. And fucking put that thing on the fucking grill and then we cook it. Oh, lovely.
Assholes.
Hey,
assholes. You know who's underrated grilling is the South Americans, Argentinians. They do a lot of grilled beef, man. Good
dude,
grilling over
that's
there.
Real stuff.
They use
Other
that.
Man,
they use
one.
That sour orange. They base their meat in sour orange. Oh, it's good, man. Too bad Jim doesn't eat.
I've got a great idea. Come on.
Like, here we go. Here's
I should
grill.
Know. Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi there.
Something good to have you.
Yeah, hi there, how are you? This is Mr. Stewart, and I want to come in there, and I want to make a reservation.
Excuse me?
What's wrong with you? I want to make a reservation.
For tomorrow?
You know, for tonight.
No, we are closed almost.
Oh. But I want you to be open for me.
Excuse me?
I want to put the tip inside, okay? I want to put in the tip. Do you know tip?
Hold on, talk to my husband.
Okay, I want to talk to your husband.
Hello?
Yeah, hi there. This is Mr. Stewart. How are you?
Excuse me?
I said this is Mr. Stewart. What's wrong with you, asshole?
What do you need to say?
Yeah, I want to come inside there and I want to put the tip inside. Can I put the tip in? Do you know what a tip is?
No.
Oh, it's where you tip the waiter.
You don't need the tip if you don't eat here. How do you give the tip?
Okay, I want to eat there first, and then I want to give you a tip. But first, I want to know if you've got water.
What you got?
Water. Rainwater. I only drink rainwater, and it's purest form.
Sorry, sir, right now it's closed.
But I want you to open.
Oh, that's not your law. That's my make decision.
I want you to open so I can put the tip inside.
Sorry, I don't need your tip.
Why not? I'm gonna give you the tip.
The tip. He's oblivious.
I don't want your tip.
Oh, we lost Milkman. Where'd Milkman go? Milky.
He gave up.
He's like, oh, I don't want it. All that's talk about tip.
Yeah, he got overwhelmed with horniness.
He's gonna put his tip in there.
I got lost here.
You get one of those eggs. You got one of those Jen Stewart sexual masturbation eggs. Is that what you did, Milkman? Put the tip in.
You sent me a tank, man. That thing was really bomb, man. Thanks, Jen. I really appreciate that.
I'm gonna get some of those, Jen. Send me one. Send me one of your Tenga eggs, man.
What? Yeah, why do you want one of mine, you dickhead? I'm using them.
I want to taste it, you know, a little bit.
You're disgusting!
Can you fry it after you use it? You can fry it like an egg, right?
You actually, you know what? To be in all fairness, they don't last very long.
Yeah, you warm.
Literally, you can use it 3 or 4 times. That's it. It's finished.
Can you microwave it first so it's warm?
Yeah, I put it in hot water.
Oh.
Bombay, can I help you?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hello. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna. Hi, I'm the supervisor for Jen. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jen. He said he wants to put a tip in. You know, it's the head of the penis. He just wants to put the top of it.
Oh, listen. What's your name?
Mr. Stewart.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Cross.
Steven, you are drunk or you are a brain in something different?
The brain is something different. We have sex.
You are stupid. You say nonsense words. Why do you say nonsense?
Okay?
Don't
have to call.
Yes, we do.
I do.
If you want food or respect, you can call. If you don't want respect, don't call here.
We want ass.
Why don't you want the tip? I don't understand.
Just the tip.
You need to go to school, then you come back. Okay?
We just want
to you said you don't want tip, that you don't get any business, do you, you idiot?
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, that'll be fine. First you go to school, otherwise you go to church tomorrow morning,
church.
Go prayer, then come back here.
I go to the mosque. I'm a Muslim.
Oh, whatever. You're Muslim. I don't care. God is one.
Allah Akbar.
God
you know
is
that?
One. Go whatever you believe. Go prayer, then come back here. Okay?
But you should accept tips over there. Why don't you accept tips?
Then I talk to you. Who are you?
I'm talking to now. I'm Mr. Stewart. I'm Mr. Stewart. Huh?
So, all right, let me call him again. I like that guy.
I like that guy. Go pray and come back here.
And you have
to first you go to school and then you come here.
You have to respect.
Go pray and come back here.
You have to respect and then you call back. Who are you?
Let me try this one. I'm sorry for interrupting before, sir.
Yeah, no, it's all right. So I thought you were calling a new number.
No, the same guy.
He was going to ask him about Tenga.
Tenga?
Yeah, he's going to complain.
Let me talk to your mother.
Bombay, get out of my house.
Yes, hi. Did you say respect?
Yes.
Oh, how much respect do you need?
Okay, your number is already tracing, man.
No, no, don't trace. I don't
want
don't you.
Call.
Don't trace. No, asshole, fuck, shit, pussy.
Don't call. Your number already is tracing.
Can I speak to the woman so I can kiss her?
Okay, yeah, just a second. Okay, just a second.
Let me do your wife then.
Okay, just a second.
Okay, I'll respect her.
One thing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yeah, how are you?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
My name?
Yes.
My name is Jaspal Singh.
Your name is Bob Singer.
You know Singh?
You idiot.
You know Singh?
You are an idiot. You are an Ulukapata. Do you know what that is? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Ulu Ulu. Do you know what an owl is? You are the son of an owl.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. They have a guy, and I'm calling Bombay Grill restaurant.
Oh, no!
That guy. I'm calling Bombay Grill restaurant. The guy is harassing me almost 20 times call. He's
20? This is a third fucking call.
What a liar.
He's another liar.
He's lying!
He's crazy. Yeah, he's calling in the restaurant. He's calling harass us.
The cop's like, I don't care. He's stupid.
Okay. I got his number, telephone number. He's still on line. 3035 Bishenton Boulevard.
They're going to come over there and arrest you, stupid idiot, Indian. Banchud.
You got it?
Banchud.
Dur.
That Indian restaurant, Bombay Grill. Yes, ma'am.
Come up frustration, man.
This is interesting.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah, he's a crazy. He asking, yes. He's not a nice talking. He's a talking bad.
Tell her that we say to have sex with the woman.
He kind of just make us crazy. Yeah, he's still on the phone. Do you want to listen?
Yes, hello. Hello, hello. I am Mr. Stewart and I've got two big nuts.
Oh my god.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
We're still here.
We want respect. Give us respect.
You call about dead people or otherwise break the food, whatever you see in the dead people.
What the fuck?
Let me talk to the lady. Right. Hello, lady, can you hear me? Tell that man to shut up.
Yeah, you need to send a police guy.
Your name is Dresden, man.
My name is Jasper. Paul?
Paul?
Talking Jasper, J-A-S-A-L.
You know Rice?
Yes, I own this place. Right.
Right.
Got it.
Yes.
Are you ringing the next guy?
Yep.
Alright, do you want me, can I start this?
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. I was in the restaurant earlier, and I was in the laboratory, and I was trying to warm up my tanker, but the hot water was very cold.
But what?
I said the hot water was cold. The hot water was coming up cold.
I don't understand what you said.
I said I was there earlier this evening in the restaurant, and I went into the laboratory, and I was trying to heat up my tanker. But it was cold. Do you understand? The water was cold.
Okay. American, I'm closing around 10 o'clock.
Yeah, what's going on over there? Tell that man to be quiet.
What? Do you want telephone number? Where people calling from?
Hello?
What are you guys talking about? Who's all talking? Just like,
what's going on?
Yeah, it's pretty funny to call here like that. Yeah. Man, we have actually... The last 2 weeks, we have actually police recording here in Provo City.
You're an idiot. Shut up your mouth there.
Yeah, you wash shut it. The fuck up, okay?
You wash your mouth.
You need to, watch your mouth. You're calling from that Skype number?
Hey, if you talk to me like that, I know coming. You shut up, I'll come there and I'll punch you in the mouth.
Oh my God.
I do.
Right, let's get him excited, man. Rick, kill the other guy.
No, he's still on. Hey, did you hear that, original man? Bombay Grill. Bombay Grill.
Yeah.
It was the pimp shop.
That's another part that's real people.
We hate Indian people. Did you know that? Well, he finally hung up. The other guy just got pissed off because they heard the other thing. Yeah, I know you're calling Skype now, but you asshole bastard.
You call another restaurant on my call. I hang up.
I call police now.
Out there, you.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yes,
sir. Let's make an order, please.
It's okay. We're closed. Thank you.
No, fuck you.
Go order this, okay. Map in there.
Bitch.
Mama, phone cut away.
You stupid bitch. Banchud.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Let's make an order for Banchud.
What do you need?
For Banchud. The lady and the guy's telling him to hang up. Telling her to hang up.
Undo.
That's epic. I gotta do that guy again. He's funny. He's just all pissed off.
That was.
This is
excellent.
So confusing.
Fumble.
Oh man.
Can you help me help you?
Yes. Hi. Was there a problem? You wanted us to trace a call?
Yeah, well, it's already missing.
Oh, don't.
It's our sleeper. Probably they are facing the last 2 weeks because we had a problem this before.
Oh, what happened?
You are a little lying shit.
It's okay. We have already a problem. They will contact you pretty soon. Soon,
hey,
shortly next
is
week.
Is that your mother that was on there? Because I like to talk
Thank
to her.
Thank you.
She sounds pretty. Oh, my God. This is a weird fucking night. Okay, here's the next one. Aroma. What is it? Aroma Fine?
I'm not actually in front of the computer. I can't even see it.
You have a computer, Jen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told you. I wanted to try it from the phone, but it didn't work. So
Android, you tried it, right? Oh, dude, that's what... Hey, Milkman, you were on the phone with me when I dropped my phone and it cracked the screen. My Galaxy S3. It was bullshit. It's all crap.
Is that why my ear is still ringing, dude? Man, my ear is still ringing, man.
Nah, that's because you're old.
I thought you was going to tell me my headphones.
That's because you put the Tenga egg in your ear.
They're fucking loud right now, man. I can't hear you.
Milkman puts the Tenga eggs in his ear. Oh, yeah, it feels good. Here's something. Can you put the Tenga egg up your ass while you masturbate?
Hello?
Hi, yes.
No, you can put your... Hello? You can put your finger up your ass while you've got the Tenga and it... We lost her.
What did you say?
Oh my!
I was gonna tell you.
Spin another meat spin customer. Send her to meat spin.
Another happy meat spin customer. Let me try her again. I'll apologize.
Meat spins later, or you just?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I told you to put your finger up your ass, but you know.
No, it feels good sometimes. I don't mind it. Once a year, I do that. That's not gay, right? It's not gay. Milkman's the one that said he wouldn't let a girl put a finger up there. I'm like, what are you talking? It's a girl. It's not bad.
Yeah.
From one-way street.
You should let her put your tongue up your ass.
2300 South at
715. Shut up. I didn't say tongue. He said finger.
Well, the same thing. It's a little flush in there, man. You got to get some tongue.
Okay. You got a difference between finger and tongue. All right. Well, I got a one-way street here, man.
One-way street. Not for a girl. It's both ways, man. You know, Ken does that all the time. Ken, you let your wife put her finger up there, right? Poke around a little bit.
Oh, fuck no. I do that manually. What are you talking about?
Oh, my.
Yeah. Milkman will let his boyfriend do that. That's what's the problem.
Don't put the microphone in. No more. Make sure you have windscreen on that guy.
Tandoori oven. There we go. Tandoori. That's a
nasty canner.
The clay oven, right? We're going to tell him we're going to take a shit in it.
Oh, nice.
Put a shit
in it. Let me ask him something, though. Let me ask him.
Okay.
I want to ask him a question.
Tandoori oven.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. I've got a request. I want to come in there. I want to make a reservation, and I have a tenga egg, and I was wondering if you could make my tenga egg warm in the clay oven. Can you do that?
Tenga?
Yeah, tenga egg. I have a tenga egg, and I want to put it in the clay oven. You have a clay oven?
You can talk to the manager.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mr. Stewart. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Excellent. I'm a big fan of traditional Indian food. Are you a traditional Indian restaurant there?
Yes.
Do you do tenga eggs?
Do we do carry out?
Tenga eggs. Do you know tenga?
Tenga?
Yeah, tenga is a traditional Indian egg. And I have actually got a couple here with me. And I was wondering if perhaps I could come in and warm the egg in your, in your clay oven. Do you have a clay oven there?
Yeah, we can, for health purposes, we can let you use that.
Oh, I see. But then could I perhaps give you a fresh tenga egg, and you can inspect it with the packaging and everything, and then perhaps you could warm it yourself? You could sit on it like a chicken.
No,
you know, like a chicken sits on a new egg and keeps the... But listen, you could... Do you know how a chicken keeps the eggs warm? You could do that.
I just had a weird thought of... I just had a weird thought of an Indian guy sitting on a...
sitting on an egg, yeah.
Oh, my little babies were hatched.
Hey, Carlito, call that one guy up that was calling the police and let me fuck with him.
Oh, which one was that?
She didn't give him a tang omelet.
That was Bombay.
Just on, you know, no yolks.
Yeah, I was calling, do you have any egg dishes there?
No, we don't.
Oh, do you have chicken?
Fucking out, depressed.
The chicken, the egg comes after the chicken.
That's none of my business.
Well, it is. It is because every person...
You gotta stop calling. You gotta stop these pranks, man. It's not gonna help me any.
Oh.
Whether the chicken comes first or the egg comes first.
Yeah, but you know what? The tenga egg, it's like
I'm too busy for your time. I'm too busy, man.
Do you know what
someone else, bro.
Do you know what a fleshlight is?
Well, maybe you'll go ask your mom. She'll tell you.
Hey, Banshee. Hey. What an asshole. What a jerk.
A punk.
To some of these guys, start
freaking
playing the portal line and let me start fucking with them.
All right, we'll do that with the Bombay Grill who's tracing us, the first guy that's tracing us. We're
he's one of them English-sized banjos.
Yeah, hang on, Death Fox is calling in. He's racist. Hey, Death Fox, racist Fox.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, how you doing?
He ain't racist.
I'm good.
Patton Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, let me get the porno music. Hang on.
Death Cox.
Hey, you did a great job on the chat, Pat Fox. Diabolical. Friends.
It sucks that they all know we're calling from Skype now. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, shit, man, with the caller ID and no good.
I'll get that fixed.
See, on my thing, I've got like a London number, so it comes up with a London number. It's brilliant. And I can put any number in it.
Man, you got a whole fucking phone set up there, dude.
Yeah.
I'm Not
Here's
it.
Your buddy here, Death Fox. He just joined the chat.
Patented. Dozer.
Death Fox, easy.
Dozer.
Reboot Scott.
Reboot Scott. Do that.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, but can I help you?
Yes, this is Indian place.
Hello?
Yeah, Indian food?
Indian food?
Yeah, is that what you have, damn it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to make an order then.
You want to order?
Yeah, is that okay? Are you open?
Oh, yeah.
You have open still? Okay. I like one order of naan bread.
Plain or garlic?
Garlic.
Okay.
All right. What kind?
Huh?
What did you say, damn it?
I said, what kind of naan you need?
And I
plain
said garlic. And I said garlic.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, good. And one order of papadums.
Okay.
One pilau rice.
Hold on a second, okay?
Shit. Okay, shit, man.
Let me help you.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to make an order. Do I have to repeat it?
What did you order, sir?
I have one order of papadums.
One order of papadum?
One garlic naan.
Okay, papadum, one garlic naan, okay?
Yeah, one vegetable biryani.
One vegetable biryani, okay?
One banchud.
Vegetable biryani.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one banchud, okay?
Uh-huh. One ulu kapata.
That is your father's name?
No, that's your mother's name.
Your mother, my mother's name is, I don't know, but I think that's your mother's name.
Your mother, Chude.
I don't know.
Oh, your mother said that you were going to be available because she was...
But your mom told me that she was living with me last night.
No, but before that... Yeah, but before that, your mom, she's...
No, she was with me.
No way, man.
No, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
You know what
I'm saying,
man?
Yeah,
mom, my pussy was like this, like a stone, you know?
I was rubbing her cunt, you know?
She's a hot bitch, yeah.
Are there like three of you talking at the same time?
His mom is a hot fish, man.
Hey, your mom's taking a nap real quick because she's taking a break from all the sex that we're having.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Huh?
Huh?
What is it? Talk to your mom? Okay. Yes, ma'am?
How many people can you see?
300. You talk to her?
Are you done?
Can you give us the picture? Any picture?
Yeah. She's looking at the pickle.
Can you listen to me now, please?
Okay.
Gandu.
All right, whatever. I heard this too.
I'm rubbing your mother's pussy right now.
It was like two or three of them like having a conversation. Like they were criticizing the whole thing. Oh, his mother's pussy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is there like a weird echo in Scott?
No, just
yeah.
You.
There is. There is. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing it too.
All right. Well, let's redo the thing. Hang on.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, Cody. Too, man.
No, because it bleeds over to the call. If you're hearing it, the callers are hearing it. You understand?
Oh, is that right?
Oh, woo, woo, woo. All right. I'll be right back.
Fuck. Yeah. I was wondering what that was. I thought it was me. That's why I rebooted.
It's always you, Death Fox. All right.
It's never me.
Whatever. I'll be right back.
Fucking chat. Fuck your chat. All
right. Hang on. Let me reset Skype machine. Well, I haven't mentioned before, we got more Photoshop, Photo Lab calls to get to before it gets too late here. But this is Madhouse Radio, you're listening to it. I am Carlito, the host. Tonight we're joined by Milkman, Mr. Jin Stewart himself, NoDonkeys.com. Big Ken and Death Fox are there. Zyklon's going to be joining us, I think, also here in a moment. So far, it seems like we're having an okay night. Be right back. Give me 120 seconds. Start counting. All right. Skype is back in. Let me start dialing everyone back up here.
Hello.
Hey, you're first.
Yay. I love you, man.
Okay. Thanks, I guess. Who else do we have? Kenneth? Is the echo gone yet? Haw your face. Death Fox. Alright, good. We're back. Still got an echo, Death Fox? Are you still connecting?
I won't comment on it.
Aw.
Huh? Huh? Alright, no echo then, guys. Good.
No, I get blamed for the world, so I don't comment.
Oh, relax. I'm just kidding, Dad. Let's give you a hard time, Dad.
And I'm just kidding, too. I got you.
I hate you. No, really, I hate you, though. Did I post those numbers again here for you guys to see? No. What an asshole I am. There we go. Alright. Diamond Palace Cuisine of India. Here we go. Next one. We might already call this one. We'll find out.
Can I try?
You can
try. Oh, fucking echo is there, man. Don't.
Yeah, I didn't want to say nothing, though.
Wow.
It sounds like you're looping something through a looper.
Looping something through a looper. That makes sense.
Yeah.
See if I can fix that. Hang on.
No, it sounds like you're monitoring. Have you ever listened to a monitor on your microphone or something?
What about now?
That's horrible.
Yeah, what's going on?
Far, far away.
Yeah, but still, yeah. There's no echo. There's no
it
echo.
It sounded like you had a monitoring feature on or something.
What about now?
What about now? No, no echo.
All right, good.
No echo, but you sound far away. Say something again.
Horse manure.
Yeah, it sounds great. Don't worry about it.
It's okay. Yeah, no echo. I lost sound.
Fuck yeah, you sound great, Death Fox.
I hope so. I'm on my $300 mic.
Oh my god.
$300 for a mic?
Yeah, I got a Rode Podcaster.
That's a fucking ripoff. They're never, because the quality that goes through, it won't go through.
Hello?
Yes, motherfucker.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, he knows.
There's no fucking way to answer a phone, you cocksucker.
Fuck your mom, your wife.
You want to fry? Hang on a second. What did you just say? You just said you want to fuck a kid.
I want to fuck. Yeah, yeah.
You want to fuck a kid?
She's a kid.
You are a sick fuck, aren't you?
Yeah, fuck you.
You want to fuck kids? What's wrong with you, man?
You freak.
They're like the Indian version of Beavis and Butthead over there.
You like little kids, you fucking
you know
freak.
Do you know who's your father?
Yeah, I'm your father, you prick. Well, actually, I wouldn't father a fucking freak like you anyway.
You, man. No, I'm
his father. I used to fuck zebras.
Oh, my God.
You don't have one father. That's why you're calling on the Skype.
I'm going to slap the cum out of your mouth, you cocksucker.
English bastard?
I do.
Oh, Jen.
Your mother's an English bastard, you prick. I'm not even English.
English bastard?
English bastard, you fucking butt.
I'm gonna bring my special fisting glove for you.
Shit, man.
Now keep going, dickhead. You sound like a prick.
He ran out of breath.
You English bastard.
What's he doing? Tugging another guy's balls?
Yeah, he's tugging the balls. He's like, blah, 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 blah.
He's fucking a zebra.
Why don't you give him a chai bag?
He's answering the phone and running the glory hole.
Hang on, man. I gotta tug some bags.
Hey,
don't go anywhere, sir. Oh, he left. Damn it.
Hello, Pablo.
Yes, I'd like to make an order, damn it.
Yes.
I'd like to make an order, please?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you say, or no?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, huh. I'd like to make an order. You have Papadoms?
Papadom? I don't have Papadom.
Oh, what do you have then? That's good. Like Papadoms. Oh. You have dumplings?
No Papadom.
You have pussy?
Huh?
Do you have a pussy?
No, I have big dick. You want?
Yeah, I want to put some tzatziki.
You want it?
I want to put.
I have big one.
I'm gonna put barbecue sauce on it.
Bastard!
You fucking banchu.
Gandu!
When he said he had a big dick, he should have told him, "Yeah, I want just the tip."
Just the tip.
Gandu!
He sounded like the horse, the Turkish horse guy.
Son of a bitch!
I have big dick.
Gandava is thrashing.
I fuck Greeks.
Back to the number tracing guy. Bobby. And get these two joined again.
He probably has the entire police squad there now.
Come on, Donnie. Yes, I have a high one dick for you.
What?
I have big high one dick for you.
You want it? Big one, you come in the problem.
No, I have big dick for your Indian ass.
No, I have it. I have three big dicks. You want it? Come on, no problem.
Yeah, dude.
Anytime.
You have big three dicks in your
okay.
mouth? Three big dicks in your mouth. Well, he's angry.
Call him back with the porn music. Let me give it to him.
All right, let me get a better porno track here, though, because the one I'm playing...
Wow. Too bad you could play the porn music and then like halfway through go to that like scary music that goes dun 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 and fuck with them.
The epic yeah. The epic scary music. Shut up, Davi. Fucking cat. I'll let the cat out of the room here in a second.
Didn't get your kid and get him talk.
Hello?
Fuck yeah. Let me give you some of that high want dick. You really love it, don't you, you little bitch? Your mother sure loved it. You're loving it, aren't you, you little cock boy? You want just the tip? I got a tip for you. Open your mouth, you little bitch.
Alright.
What's the damage?
Okay, alright, here's the next one.
It's kind of scary. You sound a little
he
bit
was into it.
They were getting into it, man. Now you got to like get them all into an audience. Like,
yeah, hi, Indian food?
I'm sorry?
Indian food?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Does it taste good?
Yes.
Okay, because your mom was coming over, so I wanted to have some good food for me and her to eat together, and I'll eat it off of her belly.
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you.
Oh, do you have any good Indian food I can put on your mom's body to eat off of her?
What?
Your mother's coming over, and I wanted to put some food on her body and eat it off of her.
Oh, okay.
Without using my hands, just my mouth.
What's this?
Oh, this is Cross. I'm fucking your mother.
Who's this?
I said this is Cross. Are you stupid?
Well, what is your problem?
No, your mother is my problem. I need to feed her. I have to feed your mother. Your mother's hungry. Guys, you got anything for him? Because this is not working out with me.
I got a lot of tips for him.
Well? Alright, bye. See you. Whatever. Stepping away from Indian calls, let's do some of these, what is it? Brad, send in those Walgreens customers, okay? Good.
I'll do one of those.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Lucy Kim. She left her pictures way back on New Year's Eve and still hasn't picked them up.
New Year's Eve?
December 31st.
Just tell me which one you want me to do.
Boom, 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 boom. Here, do this one then. Okay.
Lucy Kim?
Lucy Kim.
Okay.
Well, she's Lucy.
Lucy Brown.
Kim's really loose.
Walgreens, right?
Yep. New suggestion is that the photos were printed up.
Hi, this is Lucy.
Lucy Hello? Kim?
Yes.
Yes, I'm calling from the Walgreens photo lab about
are
your
you
pictures. Yes, yeah. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. We have a problem with your pictures.
What happened?
What didn't happen is the question. It just looks like, I can't think of nothing, but it just, oh man, what was you taking pictures of?
I'm sorry?
What was you taking pictures of?
What do you mean?
What was you taking pictures of?
What is the question? I don't understand your question is.
I'm sorry, I don't speak very good Hawaiian. What did you take pictures of?
What did I take a picture with?
Yes.
Camera.
What kind of camera? It seems something may have happened to your pictures here.
So what's going on? Can you just tell me what's going on?
Yeah, there seems to be some moss on the pictures.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of moss being on pictures from film development?
No.
Well, you got some, and it's really, really bad. They're not actually, yeah. We had to send them to an archaeologist, and he had to look them up.
Well, Walgreens pictures?
Yeah, we had to send some samples to Spain, to Thailand, and everything in there. I can't do it.
I'm sorry. This is a supervisor. We're having a problem with these pictures you took. There's a computer system that scans them, and it'll reject them if there's something bad on them. Did you take dirty pictures at all with these?
I don't understand what you guys are saying. So basically, I took the pictures and then I send it to you, mm-hmm. and you're saying that something happened to my pictures?
Yeah, because the computer scans the pictures before they get developed, you know, for you to pick them up.
Yeah, yeah.
And these here came back when we ran them through the computer. It shows up as pornography. Like, did you take pictures of a vagina or a penis or something like that with them?
No, never.
Well, was it something that looks like a vagina, maybe? Like, what? That's why the Pat and Fox is asking what you took pictures of. Because...
No, not at all.
What did you take a pic? Can you tell me what you took a picture of? Was it your family?
Just me and my husband at Vegas and stuff like that. Uh-huh.
Let me put that here on the computer real quick.
Like, and then Christmas pictures.
No, it's coming up here that it was you and your husband having sex, and that you took a pic. Your husband took a picture of your private parts.
No, not at all.
No? Are you sure?
Nope.
Maybe you took.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe you took one and you forgot to erase it because they're here.
No, it's not.
Okay. Do you have any pictures like that that you can send us?
No, not at all. Are you guys calling from Walgreens?
Yeah, we're calling from the Walgreens Supercenter. We develop all the pictures.
So what is your name?
Oh, my name is Cross, and then Patton Fox and Ken.
Are you calling from which Walgreens?
We're calling from the main photo lab center in Kentucky. We receive the pictures here, we make the pictures, and we send them back to Hawaii.
No, not at all.
No? Did you have, like, large breasts? Or do you have large natural breasts?
You know, you're fucked up. Okay.
No, but if you have large natural breasts, then
you're fucking fucked up. You know, I'm gonna record everything what you're saying right now,
uh-huh.
and then I'm gonna send it to the Walgreens, and then I got your number.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna, you know, you guys are fucked up.
Well, we're not gonna develop the pictures.
Don't fucking mess with me, okay?
Your tits are too big in these pictures. We can't develop them.
You're fucked up. Okay, I'm recording everything, and then I'm just going to do something about it.
What's your breast size? Is it a C or a D? I think it's like a
D. Fuck you, asshole.
Just tell me.
Fuck you.
So
you're fucking laughing. Hey.
Huh?
This guy is fucked up. Where did you get my fucking number?
Well, it came in the computer because you put it down on your pictures.
Shut the fuck up, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Yes, sir. Hi.
What's going on?
Hey, we're with the Walgreens Photo Lab, and the pictures that your wife developed, she has her breasts are too large in them. They're too big.
What's that again?
Well, there's a computer system that scans the pictures before they get developed, and it looks for vaginas and penises and dirty stuff, and it came back positive for large breasts.
For what? There's pictures of a yard in there.
Yeah,
I took the damn pictures.
Yeah, but there's a picture of your wife, and her tits are really big in them. And
no, they're not.
It's too big for us to. So your wife has small breasts then? You have a flat-chested wife?
You want to fuck with me, Matt?
Well, I'm saying, what's her breast size? And I can put them in the computer and see.
I said, you want to fuck with me, Matt?
Not with you,
seriously,
no.
You want to fuck around with me, Matt?
I'll fuck with her a little bit. She's got big titties. I'll titty fuck her.
Okay, that's okay. We're going to call somebody. Don't worry about it.
Can I titty fuck her? Because she has nice tits. Nice big...
I don't know why I blacked out the middle of that first. I'm sorry.
You got to read... You're going to photographically resize them. Tell them you need to know the size so you can resize them photographically.
We're going
to
enlarge her head.
you want to fuck with me?
Instead of call the police, you're going to try and fix them for them.
Sounds like
you're help them out.
Man-tire.
I didn't even know where I was going. I was talking about archaeologists.
Yeah, that was really funny, man. I sent you to an archaeologist.
You should have told the guy that it was a picture of his wife or some black guy
any
having
naked
sex.
Food picture.
I'm going to call him back.
Tell him you're going to dispatch Dog Bounty Hunter on him.
No.
Tell him you got the archaeologist on the line.
Okay. You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of...
Oh, that was funny, though.
Either that or if you get him... all confused, tell him you're going to transfer to the supervisor, and then we can all talk shit about him. And be like, I thought he was on hold.
He's just got big tits over here. Excuse me, you're getting tired.
I was trying to whisper enough and try to get Death Fox in there. Like, this bitch has got some big titties.
She's got bad. Look at this one. So we're going to take extra copies of it and pass it around. Who was that we last called? Oh, shit.
I don't even know her name.
I don't know. Yeah, I never got the name.
What was that name again?
Kim something.
No, that was one.
It was shit. You said it at the beginning of the call. You were like,
that wasn't Lucy Kim, was it?
No.
Yeah, that was Lucy.
Yes, it was. Yeah, Lucy Kim. Yeah, because I said Lucy. Yeah. Lucy.
Oh, because she didn't pick him up since the 31st. Okay, good. Okay, cool. So now I know where we left off at. Here's K Honeycutt. You know what I'm saying? Her cut. Tastes like honey. Yeah. Very nice.
Ooh, fantastic.
Tastes like agave nectar. Boom, 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 boom.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of
shit. All right. Looking at that list in the Skype chat, here's Jenny. She placed a online order from today.
All right. Big Jenny.
Big Jenny. Anyone want this? If not, I'll do it.
Yeah, you tell a Big Jenny.
Okay, Big Jenny.
Should be a transfer to supervisor.
Lucy.
Yeah, hi. Is this Big Jenny?
Hello?
This is Jenny?
Who is this?
Hi, this is Cross. I'm calling from the photo lab. You sent an online order with pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were wondering, we're developing the pictures, and we were wondering, are these real breasts, or did you have surgery? She hung right up. Shit. Oh, man, that's a good question, though.
You seem to have lost her.
just call her back and be like, you have no idea how many times I've jerked off to your picture.
Oh, man, this is a classic set of pictures right here, man.
Rather abrupt disconnection.
It's kind of nice you're going retro. What's with the hairy bush and everything?
All right, that one won't dial again for some reason. So here's Carol. Same question for her.
Hello, we are not available now.
Shit. All right, Catalani. That's a very Hawaiian name. Catalani. Yes, hi. I'm calling for...
Hold on for a second.
Okay.
It's for you. Walgreens.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, is this Catalani?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, were you a man or a woman?
Oh, I think it's my mom's photos, right?
Oh, yeah. Can you put her on, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I ordered the photos for her.
Okay. Yeah, we're having trouble developing the pictures. There's a profanity filter on the computer, and it searches for, like, pornographic images of vaginas and penises and breasts and stuff like that. And it's coming up that there's large breasts in some of these pictures.
Large breasts?
Yeah. Does she have big breasts?
No, I think these are all children. They're all children pictures. I mean, great-grandchildren pictures.
Was she breastfeeding in the pictures?
No.
No? Or how big are her breasts so I can put that in the computer?
Whose breasts?
The women who are in this picture.
Well, then I don't think there are pictures. All the pictures I sent are of great-grandchildren.
Yeah, but there's an Asian woman in one of these pictures who has big tits, so we just need to put in her breast size so we can put them through the computer.
I don't know anything about that. I'm sure she didn't send pictures of Asian women with big breasts.
Is one of the mothers in this picture, or maybe there was a woman in the background?
I don't think so.
Okay, and where did the penis come from in this picture here?
I don't know anything about that.
There's a large, hairy penis in one of these pictures also.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Well, do you think... these were digital pictures. Did you maybe put some pornography in there in accident?
No, I'm sure not. These are great-grandchildren pictures.
Yeah, but there's one picture of big breasts and one picture of a big hairy man penis, hairy dong.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Okay, well, we're not going to develop these because of the penis that's in these pictures.
Well, that's fine. I don't really want to see it. I'm sure my mom doesn't want to see it.
Yeah, well, we're not going to print the picture of the children either because that's disgusting.
Well, look, I don't know anything about disgusting children pictures, okay?
Well, these are very ugly children.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that, and I'm sure they're not our pictures.
Well, the children are ugly.
The what?
The children, the grandchildren that are in these pictures are very ugly.
Look, you want me to come down there right now and talk to you? This is a disgusting conversation.
Well, why...
I'm going to hang up and come down to... Walgreens, okay? Because I don't even know whether you're from Walgreens. Uh-huh. I'm really getting sick of this conversation.
What's more disgusting, the conversation or the dirty children?
You know, I'm not going to even talk with you about this anymore. So I'll see you in about 15 minutes. What's your name?
Oh, this is Cross, and I'm the supervisor here, and I don't want any trouble.
Your name is what?
Cross, and if you come in here starting trouble, I'll push you in the bathroom. I'll push you into the bathroom. And
you're going to push me in the bathroom and what?
I'm going to put the head in.
You can put my head in what?
I'll put your head in the toilet, and then I'll put the head of my cock in your ass.
Are you really from...
Yes.
Walgreens?
Yeah, we drink sometimes on the weekends, that's all.
You drink on the weekends?
Yeah, we're allowed to.
See ya.
See ya.
I'll do another one whenever I got an idea.
Oh, shit. All right. All right, here's the next one on the list, Justin-y.
That fucker is turned on. He's breaking the speed limit to get down to Walgreens right now.
He's going to put my head in the toilet and stick his dick in my ass. All right.
You're going to put the head in? What are you going to put the head in?
I'm really getting tired of this.
Justin-y.
This is disgusting.
Destiny. Walgreens customer service.
Read it. Did you say Destiny?
Read it. Well,
digitally resized their huge headed grandkid pictures for her.
Aloha. You have reached 261.
Bah. All right. The next one is what is that? Lorraine. Lorraine. Online.
It's a nice name.
Online order from today.
Lorraine.
Okay, I'll do Lorraine.
Lorraine and Bobbitt.
We'll never talk again.
You would too. He's just moving with big breasts. No such thing.
Hi, this is Lorraine. I am unable to ask.
Hi, Lorraine. She sounds fit, doesn't she, Jen? You like that?
Yeah, she sounds fit.
After you finish these, I hit some one-bedroom apartment shares again. I sent you.
Yes, those are the best. I like.
Carry two bags. Fucking call me tomorrow.
Recalling Lorraine.
One-bedroom apartment for rent.
Is this one of them one-bedrooms?
How the fuck does that work?
This is Lorraine again, fucker.
Oh, okay.
She's not going to pick up because she's coming up Skype. It isn't.
Aren't you smart?
Yeah. Hi.
On the cell phone, it just shows up as a number.
I think Jim's been absent when we've been calling these one-bedroom share deals.
I might have caught one like a couple of weeks ago, but it's a really good idea because I don't understand how weird is that one bedroom fucking rent.
Yeah, it's weird. Here's Sheila for Death Fox. Sheila.
Sheila, good eye, Sheila. Hey, you don't know if I can.
Please leave your message for 808.
Oh, man. All right, try again. Unless you want to talk to that guy before, let's call him back. The guy that's coming down to see me.
I brought the bed up. This is your home now. Don't go drinking and driving. Come home.
You're Death Fox. Talk to that guy that I just insulted.
Is this Melanie?
No.
Yes.
Yes, this is Walgreens calling about your photos.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to explain something to you, sir. We was back here building a castle out of Legos, and what happened is my friend hit the transponder, and we spilled some ink on your photos. They're fine. They're just in one-dimensional instead of 2D now. Would that be fine? Sir? Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
He didn't get it, and he just hung up.
That's the guy I talked to before I told you, Aaron. I mean, Death Fox.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't hear it.
Yeah. I mean, Death Fox.
All right, let's call Melanie instead.
I liked my little idea. It was funny.
No, I didn't. Hey, call Aaron.
Hey, Carl.
Please
leave a message.
Fucking Melanie. Okay. Heather. Heather, next.
Is this a one-bedroom rent?
Not yet.
Okay. I'd love to do one of those.
Yep. We got this one and one more for the...
Call Heather a gutter slut at some point.
Oh.
You have reached Sprint voicemail box.
No answer there. Last one is Uratus. Uratus. Uratus, Uratus. This is the last one of those, and after that, we will move on to the one bedroom for rent, which Ken has sent in.
Very nice.
Push the beds together.
Ken, did you get my voicemail?
No.
You should listen to it.
Are you still leaving silly voicemails for everybody this week, Jim?
Yeah, well, just a couple. Just you, Ken, and Ted.
No Milkman. Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't have Milkman's, yeah, I do, actually.
You are. Hi, yes, I'm calling from Walgreens Photo Lab Machine. Is this Uranus?
No.
Or Uratus?
Yes.
Oh, hi, yes. You placed an online order here for developments, for prints?
Uh-huh.
There's a content filter here. It filters out any pictures that have any private parts or pornography in them, you know? And
what?
Yeah. Yeah, well before we're not allowed to develop anything that has, you know, any smut or pornographic images.
And I don't have any of that. What are you talking about?
Well, the pictures that you submitted to be developed, the computer is coming up that they have, it looks like big natural breasts inside them in some of the pictures.
That were not my pictures.
What did you take pictures of so I can put it in a computer? I'll try to force it through.
I already picked up my pictures, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, but there's going to be a fine here levied against you because some of those pictures are pornographic.
I don't think so. I have the files that I posted, and they're kids' pictures.
Okay, were there any... I understand you had some kids breastfeeding, maybe, and the breasts were showing?
I have to look. Let me... Oh, it's on my other computer. I don't think so.
Okay. Do you do breastfeeding at all? Do you breastfeed your children?
No.
Have you
No,
ever?
My son is 6 years old.
Oh, he doesn't breastfeed anymore?
No.
Oh, okay. When did you...
And I only had pictures of my son. I think I had, like, 11...
When did you stop breastfeeding him?
At one.
At one?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Were you in any of the pictures then? Maybe you had your breast out on accident or something?
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about, but... Okay. I don't know what to tell you, because I don't think those are my pictures. I don't know if you had a mistake or something.
Well, no, I see the children here. It's like an ugly child that's in this picture. He's a very ugly baby. And
an ugly child?
Yeah, this is a picture that has this ugly kid looking real stupid. And it comes up, looks like maybe you were in the background and you had big breasts and they were showing up in the picture.
Look at the tits on this bitch.
Oh, this must be a joke.
No, there's ugly, it says, the note here says ugly baby and big tits, it says here in this picture.
No, that was not my picture. I can show you the folder that I have where I took the pictures from.
Okay. And well, what's your breast size in? And I can put it in here.
Yeah, this is really a scam.
No, how big, do you have a C cup or a D cup or what do you have?
This is ridiculous. What is your number?
Well, can we see your tits so we can compare them to the ones in the picture?
This is ridiculous. What is your number?
No, I'm serious. I'm the senior supervisor here, and I'm wondering if we could perhaps you could come in again, and we could have a look at your tits, and we can compare them to the... Why not?
What is your number so I can call the police right now?
But why can't we do that?
What is your number?
But it's quite simple. You just have to come in, we'll have a look at your boobs, and then we'll just, you know, we'll compare them, and if they're not the same, we'll let you go away.
What is your number?
All right, listen, look, if you don't come in right now, we're going to fine you. Do you understand? Because these pictures are quite serious. You know, this is...
Well, you know what? I know what I put online, and those are not my pictures.
You
so
put a picture.
You give me a number.
You got your tits
from
listen,
Walgreens.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm the senior supervisor at Walgreens, okay?
What's
you
your
got
name?
Your, listen, you got your tits out.
What is
out.
Your name?
Jin Stewart is my name, and you got your tits out in a picture, and you took a picture of it with a little kid in the front. You are fucked up, you know? And you then come in and show us your tits, all right? Then we know.
No.
What do you mean, no?
This
Why
is
not?
Ridiculous. This
You're
is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Why would you take a picture like that? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm telling you, these are not my pictures.
These are your pictures, because we got you on account. We know they're your pictures, don't you, you know?
What is your name?
Don't deny it. I told you I'm Jin Stewart. Now, why won't you come in and prove
What is your number? Are you at the Walgreens in Kaneohe?
I am, yeah. And I need you to come in and prove to me that this is not yours.
Those are not mine.
But you keep saying that, but that doesn't make it any less. The fact is, we can see your tits in these pictures, and we need you to come in and, you know, prove that they're not your tits. Hello.
Okay, that was pretty good.
She needs to get into a breast lineup. You need to get a breast lineup here, Mr. Stewart.
Yeah, there's something wrong with going and seeing her tits a little bit, you know?
You can say BSS, right. Breast scanning system.
You can stand up in a lineup, you can see if it matches the photography.
The breast, breast scanning system.
Yeah, the BSS. I just put it in.
All right.
Hey!
Hey!
Hello. Where the fuck have you been?
Huh?
Where the fuck have you been?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I've been around. I've been busy.
Busy.
Yeah, you know. Why, what's up? You has a problem? Is your computer broken?
No, my computer's not broken.
Oh, good, man. I'm happy. Where you been?
I was off last week, but I edited some calls. Did you go to my website yet?
Yes, I did. I heard the Jew Gold Show on Tuesday night. was it Jugold? That you, yeah, that was funny. I heard the whole thing, man. I really laughed a lot. That was pretty good because you guys kept talking about the gold fillings calling Australia. Yeah,
adding teeth and all that shit.
Yeah, and you found only one place would take the teeth.
Yeah, that's right. The one guy I tried to sell him like bloody guns, and he was all down for it.
Well, there was the one lady who was like, yeah, it was telling a legend that he could bring it. He had 200 teeth in a bag or something like that. Right? Yeah, he kept finding them. Yeah, that was good stuff. I had a laugh. Man, did I laugh. Man, did I laugh. And you had that anti-Semitic picture that you attached to that episode.
That's all Tristan. He's hooking that up big time.
Very good, very good.
Big shout out to Bruce Southwood.
Is that who Tristan goes by, Bruce Southwood?
Bruce Southwood, yeah, that's his Facebook handle anyway.
And he operates in his sex dungeon.
Sex dungeon, yeah, that's right.
Okay, there you go. All right, we got one bedroom for rent here. Guys, did someone want this other than me?
Yeah, I wanted to have a try with this rent thing. I don't understand.
All right,
if you got three, I'll do one.
Well, this is a two-bedroom apartment.
Just tell him, it's a two-bedroom.
Yeah.
Well, this I want a one-bedroom. The person's trying to share their bedroom. One of them's trying to share their bedroom.
Okay, all right, let me ask him, all right? Let me try and find out. What's his name?
Barry.
Barry, yeah, because I'm not in front of the computer, so I can't really see. So right. Barry.
I believe he's a creeper because he wanted a female to share his bedroom.
Wow, this is West L.A. Barry has a two-bedroom apartment.
West what?
West Los Angeles, California.
Okay, right, okay.
Two-bedroom apartment.
You didn't say it right. It's Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
English don't understand it.
Yeah.
I'm in Hollywood.
And trying to find a female roommate to share his room since the other room is already taken. There we go. Bingo. So there you go.
It's the dead, really.
That's 2 - 1 = 1. That's exactly what Cam was trying to explain to us here. There you go.
Barry.
Barrel. No.
Barrel.
Very, very.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Barry.
Barry. Barry's on a fucking motorcycle doing his voicemail setup. It's Barry.
Just yells it into it.
All right.
All right.
It would be priceless if he had picked up right when Dirty Aaron just fucking let that loud-ass burp out.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. Here's a guy who wants to rent a room to someone, but because he's a real estate agent, he works from home, and he wants a roommate who's not there from 9 to 5. Wow.
Yeah, what a dick to like dictate when you could be in the fucking house.
Be there when I want, asshole.
What's his name?
No name.
Oh.
But this is in L.A., Los Angeles.
Okay.
You can pretend to be a crackhead.
I'm going to pretend to be Jim Stewart.
I suck your dick.
tell him you're out sucking dick for crack money from 9 to 5, so it works out perfectly. This is the best time to suck.
You only come home to shoot up.
I stay under your desk from 9 to 5. I suck your dick.
All right, give me a chance. What's his... Oh, yeah, you don't know his name. Okay.
Now.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, this is Mr. Stewart. I'm calling you about the room for rent.
Oh, hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. Who am I talking to?
Bert.
Your name is Bert. Well, how you doing, Bert? Listen.
Are you South African? Are you?
Yeah, I'm from South Africa. And thank you. I'm from South Africa. So I want to rent one of the rooms there. You've got a room for me, right?
Well, not necessarily for you. I have a room available.
Right, now tell me about this room. I want to come in there. I don't want any kaffirs to come and, you know, harass me. I want to be in this room with you. Can I do that?
Excuse me?
I want to be in the room when you're there. So 9 till 5, I want to be in the room underneath the table sucking your cock. Can I do that?
Oh, that is traditional. That is South African living, South African culture at its finest.
That's right, I'm South African, and in South Africa, we like to suck the cock.
I know you do, I know all about the culture.
Excellent, so tell me, is it possible, can we arrange like a meeting, and we have like a trial, where I can just stick the tip in your mouth?
Hold on, you'll have to talk to my partner.
Alright, let me talk to your partner, I like your partner, I'd like to fuck him as well.
Tell me that, I don't think, what's going on?
What the fuck is...
What's the fucking going on, my friend? What's the fucking going on? What the fuck am I talking to?
Is that your attempt of a South African
accent? Right now! Tell me what I'm talking to, my friend! Right now!
Yeah, go on.
What the fuck are you talking to? Talk to me right now. What is going on? What the fuck? What the fuck am I talking to? Do you have a name, my friend? What the fuck is your name?
I always get these reactions. Always. Like, yeah, I don't get it. Only fucking crazy people.
I'm going to talk to myself.
Oh, shut the fuck up, guy.
What in the fuck just happened?
he just went out. You know, he just went nuts.
He wanted to join the show.
I think we've been pranked.
God.
Next time, we'll join him into another call. Get him screaming.
I love how he was asking me at the beginning if I'm South African and suddenly changed the accent.
Hello?
Call him back and get him cussing. On to another call.
Who the fuck is this? Who are you?
Shut up.
Leave him my face.
Oh, how depressing is that?
Wow.
That was Ernie. Was trying to call
you should have, when that guy started flipping out on you, you should have started playing that eat the poo-poo fucking clip for him.
I was going to make a soundboard out of that and play it to somebody. That's so brilliant.
Yeah, that was trying to call Ernie.
Fisting!
Yeah, he's...
Like,
he's
that's the classic fucking South Africa.
He's got a few independent interviews. there's a few independent interviews with that preacher that are just as funny. The shit that he says.
Tosh.0 thing they did on his show was pretty funny with that video.
Did they really? They did something with that guy? Cool.
Yeah, well, superimposed it like Tosh was in the audience fucking asking him questions and shit.
Right. Jesus. I really need his number. If anybody can get that African preacher's number, that would be absolutely amazing. I'd fucking pay for his number.
The hell was his name again? Pastor...
Dr. Martin Sempa.
Dr. Martin Sempa. God.
My name is Pastor Dr. Martin Sempa.
You guys ever seen the video from that guy who calls himself Pastor X?
No.
I'll have to send it to you. This guy, I think he had like on a public cable channel or something. He's sitting there trying to do his preaching thing, and people are calling in pranking him, just talking shit to him.
Oh, the black guy that talks to the devil and all that?
Yeah, he's like, the devil's a motherfucking liar, and he starts
Yeah, what's his name again?
Pastor X?
Calls himself Pastor X.
Yeah, he's been doing rounds again lately. He's been showing up. He did those videos back in like 2004. They got a lot of, they had a lot of legs back then. They were playing them on Howard. And he disappeared for a while, but yeah, someone has sent me a video of his. He came back.
He's fucking brilliant.
Like 2 years ago or something like that.
He's a guy like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Turn that bitch off and all that shit. Yeah.
That was a motherfucking liar.
Yeah, because that guy called him as the devil's like, you motherfucker. He's like, you the fucking devil, right? Motherfucker.
Right. Yeah. I love how the camera keeps zooming in and out and panning around. It just makes the whole thing so freaky.
Yeah. All right,
I was hoping when you called them Christians the other day about the fucking bedroom, we were going to be able to get the white devil onto them.
Yeah, that didn't work out as planned. Here's John. He wants to share his bedroom.
Now who's doing this then?
I'll have to go.
Go, dirty, go.
Hello, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, you're sharing your room. You're going to rent a room?
Huh?
Are you renting a room?
Who's this?
This is Brent.
Huh?
This is Brent. You want to share your bedroom with me?
Yeah.
All right. When can we set that up? Whereabouts are you located?
Where are you calling from?
Let's see here. I don't know. I'm reluctant and reticent to tell you.
Huh?
Huh?
What do you say?
I said I don't want to tell you because I'm afraid.
Afraid?
Yeah, I'm in LA.
Okay, what are you afraid of?
I don't know. Are you going to try and touch me or something? Are you going to try and touch me when we're in the bed together?
Touch you? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Okay, listen. I want to share the bedroom with you. Can you tell me about it?
Oh, man, from the get-go, you're starting talking shit now.
No, I'm not talking shit. I just want to share. You want to share your bedroom?
You haven't met me. You don't know me. You're just talking like, you got to touch me. I mean, why I want to do that? Why I want to post an ad on Craigslist for roommate and I want to touch somebody? You know what I'm saying?
Well, because, I mean, it's code for gay sex. You didn't know that?
Huh?
It's code for gay sex.
What's that?
To share the bedroom?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's really underground, you know, but it's usually when you share the bedroom and the roommates and you know, you put the name John, it just is a code. Gay sex and for like bear, it's for bareback gay sex. So I just thought, you know.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not gay, man. I'm just letting somebody help me with rent. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you know, you sound nice. I mean, you might be, you know. I mean, you could just like, maybe I'll rent the room and then you can like close your eyes, and then I can, you know, perform oral sex on you.
Oh yeah.
Does that sound good? Maybe pay like $100 a month and then perform oral sex.
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, are you gay or bi?
Oh, I'll do whatever. I don't really care.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I could bring some friends over. I have my friend Jin and my friend Ken. My friend Jin and my friend Ken, they'll come over too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Who is the fuck you talking about?
What? I'm Jin, man. We want to come over and give you some. All three of us. We're going to fucking three-way you.
I want to give you just the tip. Okay. Oh, open up your mouth. I got... Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. It's some gay shit. I want to give you just the tip.
Well, I mean, he might have been game for it. He was asking if you were gay or bi.
Yeah, yeah, it was kind of into it until you added two people.
Call him back. I want to ask about the gay underground fuck club.
Yeah, you got a point, though. His name is John, and he's saying share the bedroom. That is kind of code.
Yeah, there's got to be. There's somebody.
Yeah. Should be code.
But then what happens when there's a real John who wants to do it?
Milkman knows all about those codes.
Hey, 10-4.
What was it? Mexican salsa is weed?
Yeah, that's right.
Glad, bro.
Mexican salsa is weed. Come on.
Please leave your message.
I'll leave a fucking message.
Yeah. Well, I knew I had a friend when he used to get weed. He used to call his dealer and ask him if he had green paint. I was like, that's not too good of a code. Green paint.
That's pretty good. Come on, that's not bad.
Oh, you got green paint? That's fucking retarded.
Like, I was watching. You ever watch that show, fucking Amish Mafia?
Amish Mafia? There's an Amish Mafia?
It's on Discovery Channel. It's semi-fucking retarded, but they call weed green corn.
That's retarded. Green corn.
Nice.
Corn silk.
Didn't you get caught up like you were trying to find a weed connection in Pennsylvania, Carlito, and like the guy walked up to you and he was like, is it fucking peanut butter day or something like that?
Yeah, I was walking from lunch back to my office and this black dude came up to me and he's like, yeah, he said, what's up? Is it pizza day today? And I'm like, no, not pizza day. And he's like, oh, all right. And he walked off and I said, wait a minute, that's a code for weed, I think. Yeah. I was pretty sure it was. Yeah, for some random guy to come up to say it's a pizza day today, I think he was, trying to say, you know, if I wanted to buy weed, you know?
Okay.
That sounds about right. That'd be about right. He's probably a cop.
What would have happened if you had turned around and said, yeah, I'm having a pizza tonight?
Yeah, I don't know. Then they would have cuffed me. I don't know. And I was leaving that office once too, and this guy's like, he was like mumbling. This guy in a Celtics hat, this white Irish looking kid, he was like, I'm like, what? Like, I said, what? he goes, I said, I got pot. I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, I got good pot, man. It's only like $100, you know? I'm like, nah, I'm good, man. And I was like, and I told my coworkers the next day, I was like, I'm pretty sure it was a cop, because no one's like, I got pot. No one on the street just says, hey, I got pot. You know what I mean? That's really retarded.
Hey, Carlito, you haven't talked about it yet, but what was this shit you got into at work?
Oh, dude, I'm working. I got this new job, and everything's... I got this one dude. He's really cool. He's training me, but he weighs about 400-something pounds.
Oh, it's Jack Masterson.
Yeah, he's Jack Masterson, and he smells like he can't... I don't think he can reach around and wipe his ass. I'm not trying
French
to be...
fries! Jesus
I'm not Christ. Trying to be mean or nasty, but this guy, within a 10-foot radius of him, it smells like fucking diarrhea, microwave shit.
Oh, God.
So, that's not his name,
Billy?
400 pounds, and I can wipe my ass, Billy? And I don't smell bad.
Dude.
Well, what he's really saying is he needs a bidet to fucking take care of the situation.
He does, but, man, it sucks, like... Usually it's not,
I worked with one named Billy just like that.
Usually it's not too bad until like later in the night as we're moving, you know, printer supplies and stuff, he sweats. With doing minimal physical work, he starts sweating and then he starts stinking. But two Fridays ago, he smelled so bad. I came home and I smelled like it. I had to throw all my clothes in a fucking washer and I had to take a shower.
You had to wear a hazmat suit to work the next day.
Yeah, I can't.
I think your wife was worried you may have been sleeping with him.
Yeah, right. No, the thing, I can't sit in the same chair that he sits in at work because the stink sticks to me.
The workplace order is like some of the worst shit ever. Like, I used to have some asshole that used to sit next to me in a cubicle that fucking had like the worst smelling food. It was like some Indian fucking food. And every day they'd heat that shit up. I'm like, you motherfucker.
Yeah, but this fucking guy just smells like fucking microwave diarrhea. And then.
That would be better than fucking, you know, food. Carlito. Taking a shit in a fucking brown paper towel and putting it in a microwave.
I imagine that's what, yeah, but then I even told one of my coworkers, like, hey, man, what's up with this dude? And he's like, yeah, you know, some people have complained to management about him and he never seems to do anything about him. I'm like, are you serious? It's like, yeah, it's been going on for years. I'm like, oh, fuck, man.
That's probably the joke around the office, you know? It's like, well, let's stick him with Fatty McStinky.
Yeah.
And if you last 2 weeks, then you're fucking in, I guess.
Yeah. You need to call Zappos and make that fucking complaint.
What? About what?
I bought some shoes from this guy, and he smelled like ass.
Ew. All right. Hey, this is Ken. This is your last one. So these people are looking to babysit on... they want someone to watch their 5-year-old on Valentine's Day. Okay. They put an ad out.
What are we going to watch him do?
Yeah, there you go.
That's a bit creepy.
That is a little bit strange.
Oh, we should call that babysitter porn guy from last week.
Hi, you've reached Crystal. Sorry I'm not in. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Boogie, boogie, boogie. Try again.
I figured you could probably call these people up and tell them, like, you have a few things on your record, but something.
Registered sex offender.
Sorry I'm not in. Leave your name and number.
I also have to let you know I'm a registered sex offender.
Yeah, the child porn case has been expunged. That shit ain't on there anymore.
Yeah. It's like, why even bring it up, asshole? All right.
They had a guy, a child porn guy, he fucking, around where I live, he cut his ankle bracelet off and fucking ran away.
We got a requested prank here from the Sovereign State of Madhouse live chat. It says, stop pranking the entire chat room and go back to the clean-looking chat. Death Fox, any comment about that?
That's no.
True. No? All right. There you go.
No.
All right. Well, I choose the answer. Take it back, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
This new chat is really secure, and you can ban people, and they actually stay banned unless they use a proxy, which I can ban that proxy
every
with a
two goddamn seconds
thing.
I see Screamer quit. Cole quit.
Hey, you know what?
Suck you know
what? They're quitting on their own.
Did a great job at.
There you go.
I can put Mibit back, but if I put Mibit back, I'm just saying you can't ban nobody on Mibit. You can't ban nobody on Mibit, dude. But like this, the three admins can see the real hosts and IPs of everybody, and you can ban them. And people can't evade.
I don't want to see my IP. That's an invasion of privacy.
Only Carlito Bookman and I can see your IP. Oh, that's cool.
Right.
I like that. Cool.
Anybody else that... Well, hold on a second.
We don't have to fucking use Mibbit.
But I've got the biggest cock, so why can't I see it?
Wait, why do you want to see an ad? You know, so don't whine. You get an ad, a free ad with fucking Mibbit, so screw that.
Hello. We got a customized ad. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to reach.
Vima brand partner, Scott Willett.
The chat is 3 miles long.
Boogalaga.
I got a number in Canada. There are these people. It's a gas station at the very bottom of a steep hill. If a car truck were to slam on its brakes, it would slide on the ice. It would hit the gas station. Tell them they should be ready for that because it's snowing and very icy, and a truck is on its way, and they should get out of the way. All right, good. There you go.
I'd call him up and tell him you saw a homeless guy outside taking his shit by the pumps.
I like that better. Let's do that. All right.
And whap on his ass. With
and then the truck. All
right, then. But the I'm going to mute myself for a second.
There's a bus.
Tell him you're pissed and you stepped in it.
I can say there's a bus on its way that can't go slower than 50 miles an hour. it's not going through. Hey, stupid. James Maltby, you suck, Dweebo, whatever your name is. Why don't you send a number in a proper format?
He was fucking tripping out earlier. Every week he comes in here, what, is this our show tonight? Is it an hour later? Is it an hour later? And, like, nobody would answer him because he asked the same shit every week.
Yeah.
I tell everybody to look at the website.
He asked me on Facebook, he's like, is there a show? I'm like, yes. It's like, okay, because no one's asked me in the chat room. I'm like, okay. Chill out, dude.
Read the topic, look at website.
There you go. It's that easy. Invalid phone number. You see? You know, you got
to add. Isn't that why they have a topic in that chat?
That's right. There is a reason to have the topic in the chat.
And a countdown clock on the website.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier than that.
That just got corrected, though.
Nunu reminding us that there's horse meat in the Burger Kings over in the UK, so we can call those.
There's some fucking horse meat over here for him if he wants it. There just the tip.
There you go. There you go. We got some more British numbers. What were we supposed to call? Was there something on deck? I think that's it, right? We did all the Walgreens. We did all the request of pranks here. Yeah. Let's rapid fire. I got some numbers in New South Wales and some Indian restaurants, and we'll call it a night.
There's an echo coming off your mic. God, I don't know.
Damn it. Again.
You're a goddamn liar. There's no echo on this end.
On him, just on him. It might have went away. Say something.
Something.
I've got no echo here.
Okay, yeah. No, it went away. It was just for a second.
Okay.
You know, Fox, what the fuck?
$300 microphone and $10 fucking iPod headphones over there. You gotta get that fixed, man. Put some money into your headphones now, and then you'll be complete. The circle will be complete.
I have really good headphones.
You have Pollux headphones.
I blame Scott.
I'm going to get Def Fox a fucking fleshlight so he can relax.
I do relax. What are you talking about?
Do you relax with a fleshlight? That's the best relaxing.
I don't use those.
You should get a Genji egg. What are they called? Gin Steward egg? Genji egg?
Tenga.
Tenga, there you go.
Hey, Carlito,
too busy to do.
Did you ever buy one of those horse face masks that I posted on your Facebook?
Yeah, I'm gonna get that. I've been watching it for like a whole year on Amazon, and I've never broken down and bought one.
I have this fucking like coupon site. They post some good shit, and they're like, "Here's the weird post for the day." And I'm looking like a fucking full head for a horse mask, and I'm like, "Yeah, that's going right over to Carlito."
It has been getting around.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Is this Russia?
Yes. Good morning. This is Pushkin Hotel.
Yes, hi. I'm looking for a Soviet woman to come over to my room tonight.
Soviet?
Soviet, yeah.
What do you mean?
A woman from the Soviet Union will come over, and I'm going to wear a horse mask and get behind her.
You're a little bit late, just a little bit, because Soviet Union has been broken, like, 20 years.
Yeah, but...
A little bit more years ago.
You're still a bunch of atheist, communist, dirty people, right?
Excuse me?
You're still dirty atheist communist people?
No, I'm not because I was born after.
Oh, you're a young little girl, huh?
Yeah, sorry. I cannot help you.
You have a tight, tight,
have a good day.
Tight virginal pussy. All right.
I want that ass cherry.
According to the chat, I'm uppity.
You're uppity Negro.
Uppity up and up.
Hello.
Yes?
Yeah, you're an uppity Negro. You know that?
Yes. Yeah. I cannot yet have conversation.
Fucking with house you. Negro.
Do you have a tight virginal asshole for me to use? There you go. Them Russian girls.
Give her a call one more time. I got something.
I was much more relaxed.
Say, hello, I am a Russian. I want to get inside the virgin ass.
I just can't drink anymore.
Good.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby, I want to tongue your asshole.
Very, very mature. All right. Next one in Russia, the Alexander House Boutique Hotel. Woo!
I'll do this one. Uh-oh. It'll be bad, like most of my calls on here.
Okay, Zyklon.
Nice.
I only do good calls by myself. I don't know why.
Good calls.
Yeah, I do that.
Give me some damn good calls, shit.
Доброе утро, Alexander House, Павел.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you Russian?
Yep.
I'm not. Are you jealous?
Excuse me?
Are you jealous that I'm not Russian? And you're some dirty, weird, crazy, ex-Soviet Union, dirty country, shitty person that has to live in this world, lack of all social skills, and I don't know, you're just the scum of the earth. How does that make you feel? You there?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, how does that make you feel, man?
Excuse me?
I'll let you talk to my friend. Jen, go ahead.
Yes, hello. How are you, sir? Hello?
Yeah.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you. I'm fine.
Tell me what you're wearing tonight.
To what?
What are you wearing so I can identify you when I come in there?
What the weather?
Not the weather, you idiot. What clothes do you have on?
Clothes to...
Yeah, you idiot. You don't even speak English, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you stupid. Stupid Russian man. I wanted to come in there and reserve a room for myself. Can I do that? And my buddy that you spoke to.
Yeah. Just a moment.
Yeah, okay, excellent. Yeah. Get out, man. You put me on the spot. Jesus. All right, I'm going to come up with something. Man.
Dude.
No, it's all right. Don't worry.
My mind is shit tonight.
Yeah, mine too.
Fucking flapjack tits.
Hello, it's Alexandra.
Hello, how are you, Alexandra?
Thank you. I'm very fine.
Excellent. I'm very good as well. I want to come in there. I stayed at your hotel before. But last time I was there, one of the people in the room next door to me was very loud. He was very loud. He was making noise and playing the bongo drums and all this sort of thing. And I don't want that to happen again, but I'm afraid I have to come there because I have a job locally. So is it possible to stay there very soon?
Oh, which days would you like
tomorrow?
To be here?
Tomorrow till the day after tomorrow.
Tomorrow till the day after tomorrow.
Yes. But you have to make absolutely certain that the person in the next room is not going to be making any noise. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I want
sure,
to...
I understand.
Okay, excellent, good. I've got some friends that I want to bring in, some colleagues of mine, and they're going to come along too, and we're going to, you know, work from the room. Is that okay?
Yes, I think so.
Because last time we did that as well, but this time we're doing it again. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the room where you stayed before?
What?
Do you remember the name of the room where you have stayed before?
No, I don't. I want you to just pick one at random.
Mm-hmm. And could you please tell me your name?
Mr. Stewart, Jin Stewart.
Stewart.
Mr. Stewart, yes.
Mm-hmm.
S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Yes. Shh. Silence.
I'm sorry?
I said silent.
Yes, I just can't hear you clearly.
I can't hear clearly. Yeah, there's some dog making noises. I'm telling it to be quiet. So we want to come in.
Only
there's six. What do you have?
We have only the deluxe room for the day tomorrow and just tomorrow.
Yeah. And we're going to have, listen, right, this is the situation. Listen to me very carefully. We want to come in there, six of us coming into the room. We're going to work together, and then we're going to have an orgy. Is that not an orgy?
I'm sorry, the signal is very bad. I hear you clearly.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, this isn't working. Fuck it. Yeah.
Hello, Russia. Hello, ma'am.
I'm hearing an echo on my end. This is stupidity, really, with the fucking dog and everything.
I hear it also.
It's a bad echo.
It doesn't work. You can't do it like that. It's like leaving a fucking voicemail.
We got a lot of clients on here.
Is it still is it still the fucking thing? Is it still echoing?
Yep.
Right now?
Yeah,
it's in and out. Because I said it was doing it earlier and I did it for a second. But nobody was listening to me.
What? Did he say something? Hang on. Let me see if I got it. I can fix it.
It goes in and out.
Yeah. I was kidding. Now, what about now? Echo now? You guys talk.
Yeah, no, I'm talking.
No.
Yeah, echo's gone.
See, I know how to fix it now. If I just turn off the microphone and turn it on my end, it goes away.
Very strange.
There we go. Fix it. I'm sorry. All right, I'll be mad.
I'm blaming on the...
I'm more mad about the fucking dog.
That's Death Fox.
Where the fuck
dog.
Is that dog coming from?
That's Death Fox.
I keep my thing muted. It wasn't me. My dog does not sound like that.
Is that your dog?
No, they're not in here.
Oh, is that Patton?
Patton's dead.
Oh.
He died like a couple weeks ago.
I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
And a couple calls ago, like a couple weeks ago, I was making some dog sounds along with fucking Hillock, but I can't make those type of ones. I can sit there and go, nah.
You were doing it, Carlito, because I saw your mic light up.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Sorry, I was just...
Don't let him accuse you of that, Carlito. Fuck you, Fox.
He knows he did it. There's no accusing. I'm just looking at the little squares. They light up when people talk.
Just like when Carlito was fucking telling that guy about the dog that bit him in the ass at the Walmart while he was getting a BJ from his fucking wife.
Nice. Alright, I'll stop with the dogs. I don't know why I started playing dogs.
That sounds like a cat right there.
I was waiting for Dirty to fucking fire off and shut that fucking dog up.
Shut the fucking dog up.
Everybody trolls me because I'm such an easy troll.
All right, enough for the dogs. Jin, don't be mad. I'm sorry. Was this that you don't like dogs?
I do like dogs. I just don't like dogs fucking the cooler.
All right.
Shut those fucking dogs up, Carlito.
Sorry, man. All right, here's...
reprimanded.
Here's an Indian restaurant. That'll cheer Jin up. There you go, Jin.
So, no, I'm not going to do it. You play a fucking...
I'll do it.
All right, there you go. I won't play any dogs, I promise.
I'm all sad now.
No.
No, I'm fine. He lived 14 years.
All right, he deserved it.
Hello?
Carla?
Isn't available right now.
What the hell?
Please leave a message after the time when you have finished.
That sounds very Australian. I'm sorry. Hey, that was rude of me. I'll never say that again. That's not true. I'd be sad if my cats died, so.
It's all good, man. For real.
No, it's not good. I'll never do it again. Here's the next one. The Grand Hotel Europe.
I'm out.
Russia.
Okay, I'll do it then.
Russia.
Russia. Ha! Is this the Grand Hotel?
Yeah, this is a Harborside Indian restaurant, yeah?
Yeah, I want some Indian food.
Yes. You want to make a booking, sir?
Yeah, I want some chicken tikka masala.
What name? You want to place an offer?
I'll let my friend place the order. Here's Jen.
Oh, okay. Hello, how are you? I'll have 2 chicken tikka masala, 2 pilau rice, 2 full tandoori chicken, 2 lamb rogan josh, whatever the bloody hell else you've got. Give it all to me. I want it all, and I want to stick it in your backside and then make it come out of your mouth.
He wanted the Indian. That's why I gave it to him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Did I want the Indian? I didn't want the Indian.
You like Indian.
You always want the Indian.
Oh, I want the Indian.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hello?
Isn't available right now. Please leave it.
Hello?
Hello?
All right, this...
RBCP says one of those photo customers keep trying to call him.
Really? Well, he's not. They're not calling me, and that's not nice. Brad, school me to which one that is, and we'll call him back. I don't know. Let me know. All right, here. This is the Grand Hotel Europe.
Добрый день, Grand Hotel Europe. Привет, Александра. How may I help you?
Yes, I was wanting to know about a room.
Hello?
You said you're up. I was wanting to know about a room.
I'm sorry,
you speak English?
Yes.
Yes, I'm from the South, so it's going to be a little hard for you to understand my patriotism coming through my voice. I was wanting to get a room.
You want to reserve a room?
Yes.
1 minute, please. Hold on the line.
No.
I've become bored of my own show tonight. Sorry, guys.
Enjoy.
Then let me go on, you son of a bitch.
No.
At Rossi's Restaurant. Host your most important...
Yeah, we should do a fucking 24-hour show again.
Доброе утро, reception slash.
Yes, I was wanting to make a reservation.
You want to do a reservation?
Yes, you need to speak more proper English. You're talking to a southerner here.
For which date you need to do that?
Right now.
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Have you stayed with us before?
You think I've stayed in one of your dirty Soviet Union hotels before? No.
No? What kind of room do you want to have?
I want the biggest room.
Which room?
The biggest one.
The big, like
big like your ass.
Shut up!
Big lock your ass.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
It's where you like lay down flat on the ground and then you let your boner.
You let your boner lift you up.
I would like 3 McNuggets. Because I'm on a diet, please.
Half Coke, half Diet Coke.
Everybody knows that soundboard by heart.
Put 2 of them up your
up
ass.
Up your ass!
Okay.
Me, 4 chicken McNuggets.
Chicken McNuggets. Oh,
I think everybody's memorized that soundboard by now.
It's a good soundboard, man. It's epic.
It's good, yeah. It's not good as Arnold.
Well, you know, Nunu really pushed that to the limit, that Arnold one. I don't know. Hey, Brent, you want to go on? Brent Lee? Brent Westwood?
Yeah, do you have some UK numbers to pass on or what? I see Lonesome's not here, huh?
Yeah, he is. He's in the chat. Oh,
he's going to stream.
Yeah, he's going to stream. Because right. I'm getting tired. And you guys, you see, I've improvised where I'm starting to make soundboards here. So
yeah.
I think BrentQuickie.com. I want to say that.
What about it?
It's a great
I'm on that. What the hell? That's so
and
cool.
Everybody needs to go there. And I also want to say, I'm starting not this Sunday, but next Sunday, me and Dozer's going to start a show. So you can go to Prank Quick and read about it. So do
Are you going to do it at a suitable UK time? Or is it
it's going to be about 7 p.m. Human time. That's human time.
Oh, fuck.
We don't know about the UK people.
7 p.m. East Coast time is it's only 5 hours minus 5.
Midnight. Yeah,
it's
midnight.
Be on, it's not going to be this Sunday, but next Sunday at 7, and it's going to be on Mixler.
Next Sunday.
Because I like that, and I don't like Shoutcast. So.
Okay, I'm going to do a show again, but I don't know when I'm going to do a show again, because people keep fucking emailing me asking about, when are you going to do a show? So yeah, I'm going to do a show.
Email.
Hey, Jen, when are you going to do a show?
I don't know.
When you do a show, dude.
But you can find out about info about
when are you going to do a show?
So everybody go there right now.
All right. Sorry. So me and Milkman are going to wrap things up here. And then, Aaron, you get prepared. Prepare your cables and everything.
Can you ring me so I can come in?
Yeah, ring
you. You want to punch in? Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
I'll come on. You've got me on Skype, yeah?
Oh, fucking come in.
Let me make sure. Hold on. Yeah, and Lonesome's banging me some numbers already, so.
Bang.
All right, so just add me and I'll.
Just a tip.
There you go. I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen and enjoy the show. You know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm
going to do some listening. Let me see here. Ginny Stewart. Yep, there he is.
All right, there you go. All right, well, Dirty, I'll let you go so you can get ready.
Okay.
How long you need?
7 minutes.
All right, cool. Perfect timing. All right, see you later, man. Everyone stay tuned for him, that guy. Bye. All right, him. Ken, see you later. You'll probably be on Aaron's show, too, so I'll listen to you over there.
Ken, he's a racist bastard. I probably won't be on there.
Okay.
Check your voicemail, Ken.
Check your voicemail.
I'll check it.
All right, see you, Ken.
See you later, man.
All right, Jen.
Yeah, hi.
I'm excited for you being on Aaron's show. I'm going to listen to that, man.
I wish we could have carried on doing it. It should be just a show with me, you, and Milkman. You know, the classic days when we used to do the show.
Yeah, we should do that, you know, one day.
We should do that again. Come on.
Yeah, we should. But not now, because I'm tired. All right?
Yeah, I understand that. It was okay. You did good. You did a great show. I enjoyed it.
Lost gas at the end, but I'm doing good. Hey, man.
You put fucking dogs in it. All right.
No, I pissed you off. Sorry about that. I'll do.
No, I love. Come on, man. Nothing pisses me off. It's all for fun, right?
Except for when you lose your power, you get all cranky.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I mean, wow. But me and you, we're still on for this deal, right?
Yes,
you know?
I am.
Yeah,
we're all. We're gonna... Yeah, we are.
We're gonna do shit. All
right, Milkman, take us out of here.
Go that dog, damn.
God damn, Milkman, take us out of here.
They pull the tail of the dog.
Yeah, Milkman. Milkman's gonna take us out of here now. Milkman.
Yeah, man, you know what? I just think I figured it out, man.
What'd you do?
It was one of those people there that had the photographs. That's what it was.
Okay.
All right, man. Hey, man, quite a great show. Oh, man, actually fantastic right here in the mouth. Everybody enjoyed it, I'm sure. Quite the dynamic duo. I'd like to especially thank our numbers hitman. That's right, some loser. Thank you, sir. And thank you, Jen Stewart, for joining us tonight in the dynamic show. It was a great show, man. I'm so glad you're back. And I'd also like to thank all our friends out there. Everybody in our chat showed up tonight and had a little bit of fun. And hope you enjoy the new chat. I'd like to thank Death Fox for doing a great job with the chat. And him and his diabolical companions, they did a great job. Thanks so much. And if you don't like it, call the complaint department, 1-800-CRY-BABBY. We'll be right there to take care of that, okay? And I'd like to thank all our friends over there at Cactus Radio, all our friends over there at the Syndicate, everybody out there on Saturday night, Friday night. We do this every week for you, the most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. That's right, we drop a dime. We only ask that you give us your time. Share it, laugh, bring a friend. Better yet, bring an enemy. You're always welcome right here in the Madhouse. Hit that right here, Monito!
Yes.
Thank you so much, man. Great show.
All right, cool. Yeah, thanks everyone who joined us tonight, including Jen Stewart, Ken, Dirty Aaron. Who else is here? Aaron, Death Fox, Zyklon tried to call in.
Mystical healing.
And everyone who sent the numbers on the request of prank. Already thank Lonesome. Lonesome, thanks. And Brad, thanks for those Walgreens photo numbers. They're pretty good. And I guess we're done. Everyone, stay tuned for the Brent Westwood Show starting up in a few minutes. In the meantime, I leave you with this tribute here to the Lonesome Loser. Enjoy that. We'll catch you next week. Thank you. Every time.